Welcome to Champion Mindset Show with your hosts, Coach EO and Steve the Dean Williams. Champion Game. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Overton is a worldwide empowerment coach for men and leadership coach for women. His no-nonsense approach to the game, along with originality, is acclaimed. It's refreshing in a world full of copycats and phonies. He's a public speaker and book author. His motto? It begins and ends with the man. Coach EO will flash the light on your bullshit. There's no escaping the truth. Are you ready to unleash the champion within? If so, Coach Overton is the man for the job. With over 30 years teaching the game, Steve the Dean Williams is teaching every single man not how to think like him, but to think for himself by showing every man he's the only one of his kind based off his fingerprint. So, if that's the case, why not learn your own language? His motto is, the game will never be about women. The call-in number is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat. Are you ready? Because now it is game time.
Oh, shit. Wait. That's not me. I had it right the first time. There we go.
No, you good, man.
There we go.
What's up?
Hey,
what's
man.
Going on, bro?
How you doing, man? What's good?
Good to see you again, man.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the chat room, man. Monday night show. We got a good one in store.
Yes.
Call in 563-999-3056. That's the Dean's number.
Yes,
shout out to the Man Mindset crew. And shout out to the Champion Game crew. And we got a good show, man. Good one. I wanted us to talk about, because I feel like you and I, King's English.
Yeah, King's English.
We are like one of the best at talking about what we're going to talk about tonight, which is the secret weapon that men possess that women can't resist.
Mm.
And women will tell you they don't like this,
but
their actions show otherwise. And so in the thumbnail, it shows why women love me. And the truth is, it's because we love ourselves. It's so simple. The men complicated, man. We admire ourselves.
Yes.
We cherish ourselves.
Yes.
We respect ourselves. We don't put up with no bullshit. We don't bullshit ourselves. Okay. See, we won't let somebody else bullshit us because we don't bullshit us.
Right.
It's such a cool life to have, man. To fucking love yourself. Look at him. The guy, he's on a boat. He's chilling. Like, guys, like, whatever you love to do, you really have to be proud of that shit. If your hobby is fishing, if it's whatever it is, do that shit. Tell women, yo, I'm going fishing. I'll hit you up tomorrow.
Mm.
Women love a guy that can put her off to put himself on.
Yeah.
And so when you pedestalize yourself and you stop pedestalizing her, the woman has something to follow. You see, the woman doesn't have anything to follow if you're following her.
Right.
If you're leading a dope-ass life and romancing all of this shit, now she can see, like, yo, I can thrive with this dude. This dude loves himself. He protects himself, which means, actually, he'll protect me and our family if I can even get there.
Yeah, and it's not just loving yourself. It's just, like, having a standard, man. It's just it's caring, but not caring, but caring about yourself. You know what I mean? It's weird because we do the weirdest thing in the world, and that's put ourselves first. And that's just, because of that, that's the draw in. We worship ourselves. We don't worship women, and they just come along as we are just doing what we do. Like you said, let's say you love playing, Connect Four or some shit. You know, I'm just throwing them out there, You'll never be ashamed of saying that. You'll never hide it or put it away and feel that if she catches me doing something I love to do, then I'm going to lose. I mean, we just don't operate on that level, man. It's the weirdest thing. See, I always tell guys that because you care so much, that's why they don't care. But see, But you can't pretend that you don't care, because that shows you care even more than you actually want to show. So, but the reason why we generally don't care is because we generally just don't give a fuck.
You know what? 100%. I'll say this too. I would say that we do care, but we care at the appointed time.
At appointed time, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not going to care at the disadvantage of ourselves. You know, we're not going to care. We're going to lose something huge just to care for this motherfucker all day. Yes. I mean, we love women. We love women. We wouldn't even have women around us if we didn't. We do see value in having women. There's got to be a certain type of woman. There's got to be a certain type of behavior. She can't get on looks. You know, looks ain't going to get – looks might – we might look at you, you know, if you look good, but, you know, we're testing the behavior. Men like us are always looking at, yo, are you going to be a liability over here? Are you going to fuck some shit up when you come over here? Yes. Are you going to be, you know, pleasant over here, peaceful over here, an addition over here? And then whereas, you know, low-value men or men that hate themselves, as Steve Dean would say, they just want a woman, don't matter what the behavior. As long as I can get your time, as long as I can get your text, as long as I can see a titty, as long as I can see something – that you will just allow abuse to come your way, and we want to put an end to that.
Yeah, I look at, again, like I always say, she's not sexy, she's not adorable, she's not hot, she's not desirable. I'm
dime,
sexy.
A dime.
Right, yeah, I'm a dime, I'm hot, I'm desirable, I'm sexy. So because I'm those things to myself, I say before I anoint you or reward you with something, I have to see, okay, like you were saying, it's so important. And caller, we'll bring you in 1 second. So what's so important is, 714, bring you 1 second, but what's important is that what are you bringing to my universe? Like, what are you actually bringing? And not only bringing, like, representation, like, if you are with me, or even on my roster, you better act like and represent me in a way where, listen, I tell them, I said, listen, all that, like I said, listen, I'm not here to tell you not to do it. But if you go online and flash your titties and your ass and shit, hey, I'm out. So I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but I'm just showing you, look, I keep business off the street. So I expect the same of you. And if you cannot do that, then I'm not the one for you, because I, you know, we have our we got things going on and shit. So you got to represent me. Now, you got to represent my brand. You got to represent my name. And see, that's what makes us the way we are, E, because we're going beyond her curves and all that other stuff, beyond the makeup, the eyeliner, the fake weave and all that shit these surface dwellers fall in love with and shit. We're saying, what are you? What? Show me your resume. Show me why not only should you come on my team, why should I even give you a consideration of my attention? Why should I give you a consideration of my time? Why should I give you my respect? And most importantly, last but not least, E, the dick.
That's, hell yeah, man. Shout out to Ozzy Duran real quick. We appreciate that 20. Hey, you know what it is, too? Think about it from this way. I always like to bring up teams and shit.
Yes.
Now, even if you're on the bench relief, even if you got to wait to the seventh inning to get in this motherfucker, you better know how to act or you ain't getting in the game.
Yep.
So even if you got somebody on the roster that's not a starter, they're like, you know, on the bench, they come in relief, they come in for one inning. You know those bitches that you only bring them in for an inning or two, and then you go sit them down and shit. Like, hey, baby, absolutely, I got you here 10 p.m. to 12. I'll take care of you. You take care of me, and I'll see your ass next week. So it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether she got the number one spot or she's on the team at a C slot, B slot, D slot. Whatever it is, you still got to follow rules. You got to follow team rules.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're off the team. Even AAA, we always talk about, hey, if she doesn't know how to act, no problem. Hey, you made a mistake? Hey, no problem. I'm about to elevate somebody else.
There you go.
Hey, you get brought, you take your ass back down to AAA and play your ass off. And then maybe you'll hear that phone ring, and it will bring your ass back up, and you'll know how to act. So this is how men need to be.
They definitely need to be that way. And this is what we're trying to show you. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. We have that kind of car, that kind of style, lifestyle. Well, let me bring in the druggie, the weed guy. 714, what's up, man? What you got, man?
Okay. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
What's, well, yeah, well, you shake your phone a little bit. Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, hold on. Let me.
Yo, you out on the water, man?
Like a cricket phone or some shit?
Fuck. Wait.
Shit. All right. Well,
this is important, guys. This is very important. I got to get your input on this because this is, I've never, this is a one. Okay, here's what happened. You can hear me, right?
Kind of, but
hey, go ahead, man.
We can hear you.
Go ahead, man. Just
okay.
Ask the question.
Okay. This is the weirdest thing. I go to a McDonald's, okay, usually regularly, and I drove up just an hour ago, and I usually talk to this dude, and keep in mind, I'm straight as fuck, and this dude's straight. So I drive up, and I see this dude, and I've seen him 10 times, and all I said to him was, hey, you know, you look like you're getting more fit, you know, you know, he's not fat, he's getting fit, he's getting more bulked up. So all I said was him is he's getting fit, okay? So all of a sudden, and he was thanking me. Then the manager comes over and he goes, what's going on over here? Because I was kind of holding up the line a little because I was a little stoned. Check this out. I go, I know, all I was doing is telling, you know, your worker here that, you know, he's looking pretty fit and, you know, it looks like he's working out. That's all I said, you know. You know what the manager said to me? He goes, sir, he goes, what you're saying can be construed as sexual harassment. I go, sexual harassment? All I'm doing is telling a guy that he's looking more buff and fit that I know. I go, that's not fucking sexual harassment. I go, fuck you. Who are you to infringe on my fucking free speech, you goddamn simp? And I went off on the dude, and I said, you're not going to tell. I go, that's not even sexual harassment, you know. All I said was I was complimenting. Now, what do you think of that? I mean, and I said, don't pull your fucking woke culture shit on me, you motherfucker. I was pissed. What do you think of that?
I think he was trying to save you, man. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying
what?
To save you. You can't talk that way. You shouldn't. Listen, I don't. There's something. Okay, look, listen. Compliment
wait,
a man.
Bro, wait, I didn't tell a chick that I wanted to fuck her. I'm just a guy I know. All I'm doing is I'm saying, hey, bro, you look like you're getting in better shape. You're telling me that sexual harassment now?
If he has some nice gator shoes to comment, comment on his shoes. If he's if he's got a nice scent of a cologne and you kind of curious what kind of cologne that is, ask about that. But I'm not saying you're being sexually harassing him, but if I was a guy and a guy said what you said to me, I mean, it can be construed that way. And I want you
bro, keep in mind, I've said this to this guy 10 times before. We know each other. We joke around a lot. And then the manager overheard us. So the guy wasn't offended. It was the fucking manager.
Okay,
and my bottom line is this. Have we gotten that fucking woke?
Okay, are you going to be quiet so you can talk, please? I don't want to talk over you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. What you're not understanding here is that the person overheard you talking that way. It's not the fact that you were talking one-on-one with him. The manager overheard that. And sometimes as an employee or you're in a customer service field, you cannot really yell or really defend. Again, if somebody said to me and I was on the other side of the counter, I couldn't say, you know, cuss you the fuck out because I could probably lose my job. So the manager.
But what I'm saying is the worker was not offended by it. He thanked me.
Shut the fuck up, man. I let you talk. I'm come on, man.
All right. Sorry.
I'm just trying to say something real quick. I only said a few words, man. Let me finish it so I can toss to my dog E. Listen, I'm saying that the manager was in the right because sometimes as a customer, the manager doesn't know your relationship with that person. So the manager was protecting his employee. That's what was going on. What you and him have is none of the manager's business. He doesn't know what y'all have going on. So what he was doing was, he was protecting the employee because, see, if the employee was somebody different and they cussed you out, then they could probably lose their job.
So no, it wasn't about cussing anybody out. He was pissed at me. He was upset at me because I told – it wasn't about cussing out. He was upset at me because I told the guy I know that I go, you look like you're getting in better shape and bulking up more. That's all I said. Now, do you think telling a guy that he's bulking up and getting in better shape, that is sexual harassment?
All right. So check this out, caller. Steve is right, and I'm going to tell you this. You know, you're responding very emotionally, and that's not an insult. I'm telling you so you know.
There's something that I
picked up, and I'm sure Steve did too. You said you were standing in the line a long time. Well, you got to understand it.
I was in the drive-through. Okay.
There's a couple things. There's weirdos out there, and as a manager, you almost have to protect your employees. Now he don't know you. He could have thought you were some weird gay man outside the window trying to get at his drive-through employee. He doesn't know you, unless he knows you, but he doesn't really know you. Maybe he's seen you before, but he doesn't really know you. He could have thought maybe this guy is coming onto my worker. So I got to go protect my worker. So try to look at it from his vantage point and not just your own. Now looking at it from your vantage point, you didn't mean anything by it. You were being sincere and letting a young guy know that he was developing better as a man. And you gave him a sincere compliment. So stand on your compliment. Just stand on that, but don't get emotional because he said something to you. You could have been like, nah, dog, it ain't like that, man. I was just complimenting a young dude for keeping himself in shape. You guys have a good day. Hey, you should never even be thinking about this anymore. The fact that you're calling in about this, sir, tells me that you got some problems here emotionally I think you need to investigate.
No. Captain, you know, it's not that I'm emotional. I mean, I'm emotional. It's not my problem. Here's what I'm upset at. I'm upset that if this happened 20, 30, 40 years ago, none of this would have happened.
All right, brother.
This woke culture.
Too many people live back in the day. Like, you know, if this was 1980, wouldn't even be. It ain't 1980, bro. It's 2020. It's 2022. Everybody's got to adjust to the time, and you know, you got to be careful with what you say to people. Yeah. People are highly sensitive today. I mean, highly.
You're right.
Everybody high alert. Everybody thinks they're being offended. Everybody's offended by something.
Right.
Even I can get away with what we do.
And on top of that, if you think about it, if you were my manager, okay, let me just flip it. You're the employee at the cashier, and some guy walks up or something like that and starts harassing you or anything like that, and I didn't do anything. You could file a complaint on me for not protecting you.
Fact.
You gotta understand. There's layers to this stuff, man. So. What we're showing, see, game is not looking at, see, this is game right here because this kind of connects what we're talking about. Which makes us so unique, he and I, is that we don't look at it just through our eyes. We look at every advantage point there actually is and then come up with a thought process or move off of that. So, listen, you're just looking at it and see what happened is your self-importance. Your ego got in the way. The manager said something to you, and you got offended because you were talking to your boy. This conversation between me and my boy. It's none of your business. What are you doing in our business? Well, his business is that motherfucker shouldn't be joking around with you. He should have handed you your fucking hamburger and soda, said have a nice fucking day, and got the next meal because he's at work. He's not here there to fraternize with you. So you're taking all this the wrong way. You got to look at, like he said, the advantage point of the manager. My job, even if it was a woman, I cannot allow a customer. I don't know anything about you, but I cannot allow anybody, a Bigfoot Sasquatch, to say anything to my employees because my employees need to know that I have their back, meaning that they have me covered because, you know, say some like chick wanted to like suck my dick in the parking lot or something like that, they get covered my ass because I got them covered. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that. Don't look it from your vantage point.
Right. Let me ask you one more question before I leave. Let's say it wasn't a work environment, and let's say I was just playing basketball or golf with a guy that on a golf course, and I said to the guy, hey, you look like, you look like you've been working out. You look like you're pretty buff. That's not sexual harassment, is it?
No, no, listen, listen. There's certain things you just can't say. It's a bad look if I walk up to a dude, a sweaty dude that I'm playing basketball with and shit. And I'm like, yo, man, you look a lot better, man.
You look
buff. You put on some bulk and shit. Listen, bro, you got to just listen to us. Yeah. And you called us. Let us give you the game. As innocent as it is on your part and as sincere as you mean it,
yes.
Part of having game is how are they going to receive it?
Yeah.
Part of having game is not just thinking about what you're saying and what your intentions are, but how well it's going to be on the other end and then tailoring your messages accordingly. So, I would stay away from complimenting men's bodies, man.
Yeah, and if you're going to – it's hard to even say this, but if you're going to say that, it could have been, you know what? What was your exercise routine to get whatever said thing that you noticed?
That's game right there. The game is more so like, hey, what have you been doing?
Right.
I'm out of shape.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But, bro, obviously I didn't want to tell a woman she looks hot because that could be sexual harassment, right?
But it can be the same thing for guys. You got to understand. Guys get harassed too.
Shit,
I know. But, bro, I'm 64. All this, I didn't grow up this way. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
This is why you need to learn game, big dog. See, this is what he was kind of explaining to you. The times change, the days change, and all the other stuff. You got to be able to maintain and be able to adjust and catch that, the keep up instead of falling behind. You're stuck in the what? I guess the 40s or fucking 50s or some shit. And you're expecting.
But you know what I felt like? Yeah, I almost felt like the guy was treating me like I said, hey, I want to suck your dick or something. It was weird.
The problem is, like the rest of these surface dwellers, is that you expect the game, time, life, and everything to bend to your will and do what you wanted to do. It doesn't work that way. Everything moves as it is. And you cannot ask it to change for you. So how things are, you cannot ask for them to change because you want them to change. When you have
it's no different than these transgender people telling me and you that we have to call them by their pronouns or something, right?
I don't care. I'm saying just because it's there doesn't mean I've got to fucking be mad about it. I accept things. I don't live in the could-be world. Yeah. I'm in the what is. So, but the problem is you're in could-be right now. So what we're trying to tell you is...
Okay, but what about the fact that if I'm a fucking king and I worship myself, shouldn't I be able to tell people whatever I want? And if they don't like it, fuck them?
No, man, because you're not... Kings look at everything... Again, a king looks at all sides, man.
King is just. He's just. He can analyze everything.
He's right.
Yeah, man. No. Look at the guy in the thumbnail. That guy, you think he's worried about a dude telling him to get the fuck out of his drive-thru?
I overreacted a little, but, you know, but admit it, boys. I was just trying to... You know, a guy I knew, I was just trying to compliment him, which there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
The road to hell
thank
is
you.
Intention.
All right, we'll throw you back in.
I meant well.
All right, thank you, brother. This is what I'm saying, big dog. Another thing you got to do, if you ask a question, wait for the answer. It's like you're trying to fight a truth and shit.
I can only imagine how they act with women, bro. I can only imagine how you guys are with women, bro.
908, what's up, man? You're on 908. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Steve, hey. I've heard you say overthink. I haven't quite grasped the concept, so if you could expand on, understanding and overstanding. Touch on that, and if you said to this guy, he's kind of like forcing his will on others. So how does one
How does one do what? I'm sorry. How does one do what? I'm sorry. Please. How does one move to what?
You can't. you can't impose your will. So how do you kind of get like a favorable result or move to the beat of your own drum while respecting others?
Okay, by not looking for the favorable result. That's why y'all lose. Because you're pressuring yourself to be the end result. That's y'all's problem. You're always looking at the end result. You're not looking at the steps and the processes that take to get to said end result. But whatever end result you get, it doesn't matter. But for a lot of you, it matters to you. And that's y'all's problem. You want the world, women, y'all guys want everybody to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it. And then if they don't do it by your standards, and all of a sudden they're sluts, they're whores, they're for the streets, they ain't, I mean, y'all do all these labels on these people and stuff. I what I'm saying is what makes me and I so motherfucking cold is we just don't give a fuck. We show up and we show the fuck, period. Period. See?
Yeah, caller, let me ask you a question. Does Jeff Bezos need your money?
Not a cent.
All right. So it's your job. Part of having game two is knowing yourself, knowing how you can be valuable to other people, okay? Mm-hmm. And then determining if even you can be valuable to them, if they could be valuable to you in return. So if I'm talking to Jeff Bezos, I mean, yes, he actually probably wants more money because guys like that probably want more money. But what I'm saying, he's not desperate for money. So when you're dealing with someone, you need to figure out what kind of need they have, what they're looking for right now. And if you could supply them with that, it could even just be your personality. It doesn't have to be money. It could be your vibe, your energy, your discussion, your conversation. It could be your seduction. It could be your sex. It can be everything. It can be all of that. And so it's your job to be a well-rounded, valuable man. And then every person you deal with, whether it be man or woman, it could be business, it could be whatever, family, as stated in my book, value for value, meaning I'm a valuable man. I know what I bring to the table, as Steve just said. And then at the same time, the person you're dealing with must be willing to bring you value. And then the two of you now are valuable to one another. So that's the key. It's like, don't go try to offer somebody something when they're full of that. They may not want that. And if you're offering them something that they don't need, then they're going to probably say, nah, I'm good. I'll pass, but you take care of yourself. But it's your job to really find out what a person is missing and then try to provide that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Yeah, a lot of y'all guys just don't. You can't see except titties and ass. That's all you see. You don't see anything else. You don't see anything that they can bring to you and stuff. You like, you know, I just want to stick my dick in something. I just want to put it in the hole, which is, I'm not saying it's not a bad thing, but those that have game, I want to put it in the hole between her head. You know what I mean? Because that gives me access to everything. I want it all. I got a conquer mentality. I want it all. You know, piece of ass comes along with it. I mean, I ain't sweating that shit, but I want it all. And that's just kind of motherfuckers we are, man.
Okay. I hear you. Well, the question was geared more towards like general life, not really, women. Well, but I understand. And if you could just touch on the understanding thing, and I'll be on my way.
Let me ask you something. Let's say you meet me out in public, but you know who I am. I don't know who you are. I'm sitting at a restaurant. But let's just say you are a supporter of mine. What would you come up to me and say?
Okay.
What would you come up to me and say?
Are you by yourself or with somebody?
And also, let me preface by saying this. Let's say also you need some of my game.
At that moment?
Yeah, let's just say, you know, you ain't booking no session with me at a restaurant. I ain't working right now. So let's just say you walk up to me. You see me. I don't know you. You know me. Introduce yourself to me. And how would you pitch something to me? How would you be valuable to me in that moment so I could be valuable to you in return?
Got me there, man.
This is why I'm
from introducing myself.
I'm here right now. A lot of guys don't know what they would say. You don't know. How long you been watching me? If it hasn't been that long, say it hasn't been that long. How long you been watching me?
No, like 2 months.
That's still.
Well, 2 months is long enough for you to be able to pick something out about me.
As far as like trying to get something, like you say, value for value, I wouldn't know how to I mean, I'd probably introduce myself and be like,
and you're like, yo, man, EO, man, I follow you, man. I read your book. I watch your podcast. I watch No Real Game, No Theory on Sundays, man. I love what you do. I love what you guys do. Good to see you. My name is, what's your name, by the way?
Ishmael.
My name is, is this Ishmael I coach?
Yeah, man.
Oh, come on, man. All right, what's up, bro? Hey, I thought, shout out to Ishmael later in the week. But, lesson learned. I just
trying to learn,
you
man.
Right.
Trying to learn.
You got to get a better mouthpiece. You got to get better at making observations. You got to come up with better, more creative ideas. So that way when you talk to people, you can bring the best out in them. They can feel like they could trust you. And they know you're not some weirdo talking to them. And then if you want something from them, you got to bring me some value. What if you could have said, hey, listen, I know that your business is prospering right now. Is there anything I could do to help your business? Could I help maybe do some marketing campaigns for you? Could I make an advertisement for you? What is it that I could do for you to help your business succeed? And in return, you know, maybe I can get a couple sessions or something, you know, or maybe I could, you know, be a guest, make a guest appearance. I'm trying to start my own podcast. Maybe you can give me a little time on your show. It's just called running game and being valuable, dude.
Yeah, but I'm truly disappointed in you, man. I 2 months, man. This is the problem with y'all guys, man. Y'all are it's just you're doing too much bird watching, buddy. You got to really. And it's no knock on you. I just want to say that it's because you're not the only one. So I don't want to make it feel like we're just like pointing you out. But
no, it's all good, bro.
It's a large majority of guys that just bird watch. Because like I say, you know. We're starting the third month of the year, and you are still the same person, and that's a problem.
Yep.
You cannot be what you are right now, and it's just sometimes, like I say, man, sometimes some of y'all just have to just accept that this just ain't for you, man. It just ain't for you to live this way, man. It's just sad.
Yeah, and one thing you never want to do, anybody out there listening, is to really go out Steve or myself and hope that one day you'll get to this level. You're probably never going to get to this level. I mean, this level of thinking, this level of value, this level of self-respect, this level of this standard that we carry, bro. This is champion level. This is that the man mindset level. I mean, honestly, most of y'all will never get here. But you can get – a batch higher, so I'm starting my batch day. Because as Steve just said, Steve just told a very, very real truth. Most of y'all are just kind of losing life. You don't have the hustle, the dedication, the consistency, the wherewithal, the mindset, the discipline, the sexual discipline. Y'all are running, offering dick. You know, guys like us, we ain't offering dick, bro. We are motherfucking kings. You think a king offers dick to a peasant? Yeah. And I'm not really calling a bitch a peasant. Because, you know, there's a place for beautiful and wonderful, valuable women in our lives.
Yeah, what's up,
lady? But we ain't offering dick and chasing her ass down, bro. It's not like that. The truth is that most of you guys, even with your greatest efforts, it won't be good enough.
Yeah, and Carl, last thing I want to say, and one more thing I want to educate you, brother, is instead of asking how are you, start asking how can I, okay? Because E and I know if a woman comes knocking at our door, let me back that up, not even knocking on our door, if she fucks around and gets in touch with us, we going to make her play with her pussy. So what you want to
– general principle.
GP. So what you want to say –
Oh, GP.
Not how do you, how can I – remember, I don't ask that because we're moving on such a high level that you're asking these questions and shit. So we're saying, how can I? You want to bring it back to the I versus the you, okay?
Here's another thing I'll add. Part of getting to this level that we're talking about is that you have to undergo a tremendous amount of isolated time with yourself.
Yeah.
Like most guys, most women, they ain't never going to make it because they need constant distraction away from themselves. And but you have to go into intentional solitude of like, I ain't fucking with nobody for a considerable amount of time, and I ain't gonna call that shit monk mode. I'm gonna say that I'm going into me time. I'm dating myself. I'm gonna respect myself. You know, I'm gonna. You know, this is a time for me to get to know myself on a level I've never known myself. And this is when you have that high standard. See, if you're constantly chasing a woman, man, it ain't going to happen. So, you know, you especially, since I've hosted you one time, and I want to commend you for hiring me for another hour because, you know, it's not easy. But I would hope that you're going to put in this work, because otherwise, if you hire me or hire any coach and you're not going to really put in this work, bro, you're wasting your time.
But, okay, but I do want to say, because we got to answer this question, but I do want to say this last thing, 908. Here's the silver lining, mm-hmm. Okay? Here's a silver lining. This is where I'm going to pat you on the back here. At least you're doing, you did the one thing that a lot of these bird watchers are doing from the surface. You called in, you asked a question. And for that, young man, I'm going to give you credit. I don't want to seem like I want to knock you, but you know what? At least you tried and you picked up the phone. That right there is a good thing. Okay, so I'm going to commend you on that. Because a lot of these guys that watch this show right here, they just do it. They bird watch. And then when they see a beautiful woman, they don't know what the fuck to do because they just don't really, really want women. You got, listen, it's crazy to say, but guys really don't want to fuck. They think they want to fuck, but they don't really want women. They have the thought of wanting women. But you know what? You took one step and made the phone call. So I commend you on that, brother. That's all I want to say, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, respect you.
All right,
you back. All right, thank you. All right, we'll throw you back right, in. Man. Okay, so now Sound Mind has a question right here, my brother.
All right, let's see what he says. Would you say that the pinnacle of having game, being totally self-contained in terms of creating our own internal validation with zero need? Okay, well, yes and no, okay? To say that there's zero need for anything external is a lie, because are you going to go kill your own food? You know, you need truck drivers.
Yeah.
You know, you need supplies. I mean, unless you're going to get everything on your own, go live off in a cave somewhere in a cabin that you built, and you're just going to live off the land and just wear fucking linens and shit and then fuck some cave bitches, whatever. I don't know. But, you know, unless you're going to do that, we're always relying on something external to some degree.
Oh, yeah.
But that internal validation that you talk about, absolutely, that is a pinnacle of the game. You don't want – see, again – part of the human species and the human race is to be valuable to one another. Okay. We all help each other in some fashion.
Right.
You know, every single industry is helping the other to some degree. So we all need each other to keep this thing running. Right. To say otherwise, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
However, there comes a time where you're acting out of desperation now. See, it's one thing just to be valuable to one another. It's a value for value exchange. I pay for this. You give me this in return. We're done. Until next time, champion game out. But it's another thing if you're chasing something, you're desperate for something, and you're not in control of yourself. That's when you're entering a problematic area.
Yeah, and like E said, hey, listen, E is absolutely right. And I know, and listen, I'm not here to hurt feelings, but to be honest, I need you surface dwellers, and I'm serious. I've been saying this since the late 90s. If I could give you motherfuckers a fruit basket to say thank you, I would. I cherish – now, E is my dog, but see, E is my competition. If we out today, we competing, so – with all due respect, fuck that E shit. No, I love you motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because I know you won't ever do or be like Everett motherfucking Overton. We go out, Everett and I go out. It's
we're like cyborgs,
yeah,
bro. We're like cyborgs.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. But,
I mean, you know, that's
what
we are.
But what I love the most, and why I need you humans, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions is that you do the work for us. I can't thank you enough for taking her out, being a shoulder to cry on, driving her around, fixing up her fucking shit that she breaks, putting up her Christmas lights or Halloween lights. Man, I'm not joking, I swear. I fucking,
I'm only laughing because it's so true.
I fucking love you, man, for the dinners, all the gifts and shit, Like when she's mad and she wants to talk to this one, you just rush on over and you dust off your man. Guys, I swear, I'm not trying to be a dickhead. I really cherish y'all guys. I cherish you. I even cherish you guys who don't know how to kiss, who don't know how to fuck, who don't know how to eat pussy, who can't put flavor in her ear, who can't. I mean, guys, y'all just don't understand. Like, guys, like, we love you because when a woman meets us and we set that bar, we know you ain't going to hit that bar. And all you're going to do is push her back to us. And for that, I thank you. So, no. And I'm not bullshitting you. I need more of you motherfuckers than I need these Everett. I don't need Everett in the world. I'm serious. Right. I don't need the Everett, right. Lucario, right. 1950s. Right. I don't need those motherfuckers, man. Stop being like these motherfuckers. No. I need y'all motherfuckers to just keep being you. Just keep being you. And hey, listen, all I say, when I have her legs up or facing the pillow or ass in the air, I'll take a moment and just look up and just say thank you, because it's moments like that that just get water your eye, because it's so easy when they tell us how bad you are, when they tell us how weak you are, when they tell us how you beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, don't ask for what you want, play childish games. So, I love you guys. Hey, fruit baskets for all you if I could, man.
Yeah, and Steve is right, and I'll say this. This is the truth, too. No matter even if one of y'all breaks free from that simp-ass nature that you got, there's going to be another one right behind you. And this is the truth. The strong are going to break out of this bullshit fairy tale, yep, that y'all bought. We did it. Trust me, we were born into the same bullshit that you were born into. We said, fuck that. We're building our own lives.
Yep.
Okay? So the truth is that as many men as I help and I help them break free, they're like, yo, it's so dope to be at this champion level, thinking like this, being free and shit. I'm like, all right, bro, enjoy your life. Glad I could help. We serve each other. You take care of yourself. There's about 300 other simps coming in the door. And because this is just the truth. And so it's never going to end. It's never going to end. And this is just the human experience. This is the human conditioning. So as soon as one gets out and breaks free and maybe starts creating the life they want, there's going to be a bunch of other blind motherfuckers, unfortunately, that we got to help out until we take our last breath. And then once guys like us are gone, these cyborgs like us are gone, bro, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, and that's why the marketers and advertisers, agencies, they love you. Y'all just don't understand. Unfortunately, I'm kind of disappointed y'all like being food. I don't understand why you like to be in the situation why you like to be. But it's not for me to understand you. I'm not here to understand you. I'm just trying to figure out. I feel like I just don't understand why you act the way you act. It's just weird to me why you just hate yourself so much. Why you see so little value in yourself. Why you put pedestalized women so easily who don't even do anything but have the skill to put makeup on correctly, put the weave on right, put the fake nails and all that other shit in the push-up Broadway. I don't understand y'all, but I'm not here to understand you. I'm just here to say thank you. Fruit basket for all y'all guys.
Facts, facts. Hey, call in, guys. The call line is open. We're here for another hour,
yes,
15,
sir. Yeah,
hour 15, 17,
fitting,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
We're
talking
Derek
about the secret weapon.
Featherstone.
Yeah. Thank you, Derek.
Appreciate you, D. Thank you for the contribution to the broadcast.
Yeah.
And call in, guys. You got us. Ask any questions regarding dating, manhood. Hopefully we don't get no more calls about sexual harassment. Like
But guys, and getting back to the topic. Mm-hmm. See, when you can wake up and just know that, you know what? How do I want to touch you today? I mean, listen to me, guys. Before you brush your goddamn teeth as you walk in the shit shower and shave, whatever, and you just thinking, how do I want to move her? And knowing that whatever move you do, it's something that she's never experienced before. how am I going to do it? Why am I going to where the wind? To guys, y'all just don't understand the depth in which this lifestyle and the feeling that we're trying to talk to y'all guys out there. Well, let me put that up there. But I'm just throwing to you. It's just like, okay, you know what? it's like I know when she's having a bad day. You want to know why, guys? Because I got the skill of reading between the lines. See, y'all motherfuckers don't do that shit, and that's why y'all fuck up. I know when she's having a bad day, but my question is, she's having a bad day. How do I want to make her feel good? Do I want to direct her and have making a bubble bath and then take it another level? Let's go live. Let me just watch you soaking in bubble bath while I'm working. I'll just have me. You can watch me work because you always want to look at me, and I can just gaze over there and watch you just soaking in the bathtub, and then you'll have your candles on. See, that y'all don't even understand how the depth of what I'm saying. That's just, guys, that's one morsel of millions of moves that E and I have in our arsenal. Just that one morsel can change the game up for a woman who's never even experienced that with the average guy, E.
Yeah, man, I dig it. And I'm going to go on the flip side of the coin, because this is kind of like what my life is like. I give them the opportunity to touch me.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, I'm about to take this Fila jacket off, and you get to wash this back in the shower. You get to clip my toenail. All right, you get
facial.
To clip my toenail.
Facial.
You get to do – I put my foot up,
yeah.
And you put my foot up here, and you kissing that motherfucker. And instead of me massaging you, you massage me. And you feed me grapes, and you bring me food,
yes.
and you cook that shit. And so it's like both things are important. Absolutely, they're both important. But it's another thing, too, to have a woman who doesn't even want you to service her. Have you ever had a woman that was like, I take great joy
and take care of you.
In taking care of you. I take great joy in rubbing that back.
Oh, I take
great joy in rubbing them traps. I take great joy in licking them balls.
Oh,
you too chill.
Man.
All this shit. I take great joy of living out in your taint. I want to sleep on your nutsack.
Yes.
If women, when you really got game and you got the right women in your corner, bro, they want to sleep on your nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk.
They just
And I hope every man, they're not going to all experience it, but a few will. Shout out to Sound Mind, Man Mindset Tuition. We appreciate that.
Thank you
very much. Giving back.
That
and also to the student of the game with 499. You guys don't even know how invaluable this is to me in the path of manhood.
Right.
We appreciate it. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah,
real quick, the Freelance Ronin, the most underrated show on Monday night.
Yes.
We appreciate that. Thanks for both Super Chats.
And gentlemen, and real quick, we're not trying to force – okay. The thing is, a lot of women don't get the emotional connection with a man. And when they are connected with a man on an emotional level, when he's not judging her, he's not trying to fuck her, but he's just being what he is. There is something in the drug that we give them that they want to just please us. They want to do for us. No, I got to, like, I'm talking about, like, let me just come over and, look, don't clean up. I got it. You know, I know you're busy. Well, you stay focused, and I'll take, because what they're doing is they're trying to buy a spot. They're working for a spot, and they know the more they work, the more they get an opportunity to spend time with us. See, it's a key word, spend time with us. See, we don't have this mindset we're spending time with you. Uh-uh. You're going to spend time with me. You say you're going to come see me. You're going to go. And again, the facial, hey, you said the back rubs, man. Hey, guys, it's not like when they, it's not like when they hear, they kind of hear it like, man, you had a long day. But, hey, baby, look, don't do nothing. Just come on over and you go over there. There's nothing but candles, and she have nothing on. She got a nice little silky-ass little robe on and shit. She'll take your hand. She'll walk into the bed. She'll undress you, and she, oh, my baby, having such a baby. I got, baby, just relax and just lay you on your stomach and just, hey, take her clothes off. Get on your back and just rub. Just relax. I got your drink. I got your food coming. And y'all think this shit is not real, man. This is how, this is why that motherfucker in that boat, like he is in that fucking thing,
that's
man.
Right, that's right. Hey, and if there's a woman that's on the outside listening to this and she got a problem with this, that's just because you ain't never met a real man in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You've met nothing but some suckers. That's why. And so you're like, oh, hell no, that's not my experience. You never met a real man.
Mm-mm, never.
And so he never brought that feminine out of you. It's not really your fault, because it's men's fault, in my opinion, in Steve's book.
Yeah,
we blame men for all this shit.
All
you guys want to blame society, blame yourselves. You let this shit happen. because you lost your fucking nuts. Armando, shout out to you for the 10. I appreciate you, man, for the wisdom of game, that champ life. You encouraged me to be part of, my lady randomly looking at me saying, baby, I love the way you move and conduct. That's what's up, man. Hey,
yes.
Some people on the Mad Mind side, the champion game side, we're going to coach you enough.
Yes.
If you want it bad enough, and you're going to get out of that shit. But a lot of you, man, even with coaching, you ain't getting out of it. We're just going to call it what it is. I mean, we're not going to sell you a fucking dream. And just remember this. There's always going to be a pimp and a hoe in every situation. At the job, pimp and a hoe. In a relationship, pimp and a hoe. And the truth is, women are your pimps, and they pimp you, and you're the hoe. And they get you to do all kind of shit for them, and they collect at the end. And this is just true. I'm not calling it right or wrong. I'm saying that in every situation, there's a pimp and a hoe. In every situation, the pastor, the congregation, everywhere there's a pimp and a hoe.
Yeah.
And so y'all got to decide, you the pimp or you the hoe?
Yeah, and Ms. Red, we appreciate what you're saying. And if you want your reward, just hit me up at demandmindset@gmail.com, and I will tell you the shower game that I want you to do tonight before you take a shower. So
just get
back at me, girl. All right, there you go. So here you go, Brian. Brian's saying this. B-Dog. He said, thank you guys for putting all this game in. And it's much needed. Thank you for helping the surface dwellers. Well, listen, don't think surface dwellers are a bad thing, okay? It's just that you live outside yourself. That's all. It's not trying to be disrespectful to you. It's just that men like E and I, we don't live on the surface. Now, based on our mindset below the surface, or his, what do you say, champion game, you'll see it above the surface in a whole different aspect, because he's operating internally, not externally. He would say you, brother.
Yeah, man, and that's 100% true. And it's not that you can't get out of it. Look, if awareness hits you, you can get out of it like that. Honestly, if game hits you right and you're ready for the game and you're ready for a shift, it can happen in an instant. Now, then you got to set up your life to model, to follow that mindset. It ain't going to – and, nothing just changes on the external, but the internal changes. And now with the right the proper work, the outside can reflect the inside. But just remember this to everybody watching. Your external is a reflection of your internal. Every single thing, all your friends, your family, your neighborhood, your fucking bank account. I mean, everything, your health. When you go to the doctor, they say, yo, your sugar's all out of whack, this and that. Everything that's going on in you is going on outside of you. So when you take a look outside of you, everything outside of you is a reflection of who you are. So when I look outside, I see paradise. I see heaven. I see dudes with game. I see women of value. I don't see what you see. You see feminists. What the fuck is a feminist? You see a feminist. What is that, bro? I don't know what that is. Because even if a bitch is screaming some shit at the end of the corner, I'm like, yo, I got money to make. Baby girl, enjoy your life. Fuck out of here. And so, for me, it's like you guys talk about all these taglines and labels, feminists, all this stuff. I don't live that life. The only life I live is the life that I created inside here, and then now it's outside of here.
Yes, and JC, you know what you should have done? You know what you should have done, JC? Instead of saying what you're saying, you should have called up, because you should be asking the question is, how did you get her to say LOL, make all those hearts, by just saying a few things? How did you get Red? How did you get Red to tingle a little bit? And yeah, I'm saying that's game. You understand? This is what we are. That's why we're just like this. This is how we talk to women. I don't disrespect women. I'm smooth with it. E is smooth with it. But see, y'all are not smooth with it, because when opportunities present themselves, you don't take the opportunity and have it work for you versus against you. E, what say you on that, my brother?
Yeah, man. Shout out to this dude. New name. What is this?
Ride B-Side.
Ride B-Side, man. Shout out to you for the hundo.
Yeah.
I wanted to say thank you for all you do for us, man. Yeah. I have learned two things from you both. Value for value, and it starts and ends with the man. It begins and ends with the man.
Right.
But that's close enough. Thank you so much for that contribution, man.
Yeah.
We're glad to help you.
Absolutely.
And I think another guy came through. I think I coached this guy once or twice. Shout out to you, man, for the $6.99. If a girl fights to pay on every date and buys you gifts often, has sex every time, is she a keeper or is it a trap? I should watch out. You guys got to get used to being treated well.
I don't understand.
And this is because you're not used to it. And look, I want you guys to get used to being respected,
yeah.
to being loved,
yes.
to being admired.
Yes.
For someone to say, no, baby, I got this. Like, here's the truth. You want the truth? Steve will co-sign this. 100% I know he will. I told you this before, that a woman doesn't even like you until she starts spending money. She does not like you until she starts spending money, mm-hmm. okay? And because here's the thing. A woman know deep down inside they can't bring a real man shit. This is the truth. You can't really bring us much, okay? You could bring us good behavior, peace, a smile, a delightful attitude, and don't fuck shit up. And if we ask you to do something, you do that with a smile, and we'll smack you on the ass, and we'll take good care of you. At best, that's what a bitch can offer. And when I say bitch, I say it because we love you.
Yeah.
I don't mean it in disrespect, yeah. but I like to say bitch, and that's who I am. And I say it with love, but that's all she can do. And so sometimes a woman, when she knows I can't do much for this man, what do? They come out the pocket. They buy gifts. They buy Creed colognes. I'm about this shit. But you know what I'm saying? They buy you watches. They want to take you out. They want to take you on vacation. This is what women do when they know they can't offer a man like you much. I've been trying to tell you this.
Yeah, yeah. And our dog, let me just say something to you, brother. Pete Games. See, this is where you're kind of missing it. You're kind of like in the forest. You don't see the trees. See, you're on your surface dwelling thinking, you're in this, oh my God, is she trying to play games? But what I see is, you know what? Let me go ahead and reward good behavior by letting her, by me calling her and saying, you know what? I got something special for you. Check your email. And what I have is a special audio clip. So the next time you play with your pussy, next time you touch yourself, you go ahead and press play. And I made a specific new way that I want you to play with your pussy while listening to my voice. And the reason I'm doing this is because, again, I can say I appreciate. See, guys, y'all act like I'm hard and you know what? I can't say I appreciate. No, man, if you doing these things. See, guys, y'all got to be able to appreciate things when people are doing it without asking to do it, okay?
That's right.
And what they love the most is not recognize what she's doing, but just show her that, you know what, I see what you're doing, so let me go ahead and do a little bit something for you, you know what I mean? So, but we never say, oh, my God, is this a trap? I mean, is this like, oh, my God, get around this corner, she's going to spring something? Man, y'all looking at the game the whole way. Look.
That's a woman shit. Women do that shit.
Right. Let them do things for you, but you must keep nourishing that fucking pussy between their ears. Because if you ain't tapping into that shit right there and connecting on a higher level, I'm talking about elevate and educate her on sexuality, this is the drug. This is her saying thank you. She got to hit an E or hit a me. And she's like, damn, this is a good motherfucking hit. I want to take another snort or fucking light you up or whatever. Man, I need some more of this dopamine. And that's how we give them the dope, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So we appreciate that question. And get used to good behavior, man. A king is used to people treating them good, man.
Yeah.
And we also know that there's jealousy behind being a king, too. You could be a king. There's a lot of jealousy. There's people out to get you. So, hey, be prepared for both things. When you're a fucking king, you got people that love you and people that hate you. You got to be prepared for both. Taz Jacobs, where you been, bro? Welcome back, man. Good to see you. Showing some appreciation for the great work
you
men teach. Come on back, bro. I appreciate that.
All right, we got another one.
And we got any calls?
Let me check the call. Let me check the line real quick. Lines are open. Lines are still open. We still chop it up. Yeah, lines are open. But yeah. But this, gentlemen, this is what, see, instead of sitting around saying women are going to do this and women are going to do that and boo-hoo, poor me and all this other stuff, when are you guys going to take a moment and create value for yourselves? See, mm-hmm. the value that you create will not be in your fucking suits. It's going to be right here. And it is this value right here that connects to that motherfucking pussy between their ears that says, you know what? It's a weird thing, guys. I'm saying, look, he might not look like the motherfucker. That motherfucker might be a short, 5'7", 50-year-old motherfucker, but I got to fuck him. I got to see what it's like because the way he's talking to me is so fucking, so, I've never even, I got to know what it's like. And that's what we're trying to say to y'all guys out there. You got it, man.
The problem with that is even if they do go out of general curiosity, GP, general principle, general curiosity, the guys ain't going to have enough game to keep the bitch.
Yes.
And that, even if she goes out of just general curiosity, this is why we get guys that call in like, yo, I met this girl, fucked her.
Yeah.
She seemed to like me, but I ain't heard from her since. And that's because she went out of, she was just horny. She was trying to get, she was trying to get back at a real man because he fucked her over. So she said, I'm just going to pull out any old Joe Schmo today. Go ahead and give him some pussy so I can feel justified in staying in this relationship. See, you guys don't understand how a woman's psychology is. A lot of the time they will fuck you just because they're mad at the real man, and and they feel justified in staying with this motherfucker now just because she did something to even the score, yet now you're in love with this bitch.
Yeah, you know why she's going to come back knocking at our door? Because after we get done fucking and she got done drinking, I'm going to take my little cupcake ass and wild my naked ass right into the kitchen. I'm going to go get my little bowl, put a little bit of lotion in there, warm that bitch up for a good 5 or 10 seconds. Don't go over 10 seconds, man. It'll burn the skin and shit. But I'm going to warm that shit up, and I'm going to give her a full body massage because, guys, I know about after play. So I'm going to give her a full body massage and tell her how nice that pussy was, how sexy she is right now. Because, see, it's this moment right here that's very important, guys, because at this moment, she's out of her element. No makeup. No push-up bras. You see her for what she is, and it is at that moment right there where she needs to hear, not words of encouragement, but hear some words that she's never heard before. That's the thing when she's like, fuck you, E, I can't deal with all these other women. She's like, God damn it, I can't be with these motherfuckers because they ain't going to treat me the way E treats me, so I'm going to break my ass back and fall back in line. It's the little things, guys. You got it, man.
No, it's 100% true, man. And it's one of those things where I brought it up before, like a lot of women use you. Like, you guys really think these women really like y'all that much.
Yeah.
Like, women, you got to understand women, man. They will use you to feel justified in staying with another motherfucker.
Yeah.
like this is part of the game that you guys need to know because you guys really fall for these women.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, we text for a week. I fucked her. And then I ain't heard from her. And that's because she really just needed to have revenge.
Yeah.
That was
the
revenge tour. The bitch went on a revenge tour, bro.
Yeah.
And she used you for a week, yet you fell in love. This is part of the game I'm going to start teaching more deeply because you know how I know this is because I've been in situations where women would even tell me, like, I need you to fuck me. Like, I would even know she got a man. And she was like, I need to get fucked really good.
Yeah.
I don't like the way my situation is. We've been arguing. And she's just like, for me to stay there.
Yes.
Look, because she knows I ain't giving her no future.
Right.
She knows I don't have a future for her.
We say
so like, but where she goes is to someone that is going to be honest with her. And she knows I don't have a future for her. And I'm like, okay, so he ain't running things right. She's like, nah. I'm like, here, let me fuck the shit out of you real quick and take you to paradise and back just so you can go another 30 days with that motherfucker that you're with.
Yeah, you
until you've been on that side of the game, boy.
Oh yeah,
it's a whole different world.
Yeah, real quick, 775, real quick. Yeah, they'll call you now. Look, listen, y'all. Problem is, women stress out a lot. They sometimes have very stressful days, and they need a stress reliever. And sometimes they like, look, you know, I just need some dick. That's it. I just need you to fuck me. That's it. I just need you to fuck me and just let me go. I mean, not even let me go. I mean, fuck you. See, y'all got to understand, they will fuck you and just get the fuck up and go. You know, they'll fuck you.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, those are the best ones. They just start putting their clothes on you. They just walk out the door and be like, all right, cool. She's like, oh, man, I really fucking needed that. Smack you on your fucking ass and then fucking roll out of the door. They will do that because they know that you're not going to judge them for being what they actually are. I accept you. Hey, come on in. I got you. I'm going to make those toes curl like the, you remember the when the Wizard of Oz, when the house landed on the witch and her toes curled and shit. I'll make your toes curl for a second and shit. You go, hey, get out there back to your relationship and be all you can be. I got you covered. But anyway, we got a call right here. 775. What's your question, brother? What's up, man?
How you doing, Steve? How you doing, Neil? This is Christian from California.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, you
so this guy called and I'm
out of order at the restaurant.
Oh, Jesus, him.
I was about to ask you about that, Coach, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I'll be honest.
That question, So this question came from an old video of yours. And that video, you mentioned that masculinity even comes from just how to even pull the chair to sit down or even ask or waiting for something. As already from your videos, I watched that you have to memorize a waiter's name, or I just say, excuse me. But my question is that, like, is there more words that I can use when it comes to asking something from the waiter, other than just memorizing the name or saying, excuse me, and I kind of do a hand gesture to get their attention?
Man, you want me to go first, Steve?
Yeah, I don't understand what he's talking about.
Okay, like, first of all, less is more. Okay, less is more. You read her name tag. Half the time, depends on the restaurant you go to, they introduce themselves anyway. Hi, I'm Shirley. I'll be taking care of you and your guest today. Okay, you memorize that. So this is why we say a lot of y'all ain't never going to get it, because you just your mind don't move fast enough. You're not absorbing information fast enough. I mean, this is just the truth. Y'all love the Matrix and shit, right? Y'all love the Matrix? Well, how many Neos were there? Let me ask you a question. Y'all love the Matrix, right? Y'all love that movie. Y'all created a whole fucking space about that movie. Let me ask you a question. How many Neos were there?
There's just one.
All right, then. So what I'm telling you is there's going to be a lot of things that you can improve, but you may never get to the pinnacle. So what I'm saying is that take it slow. Thank you, Shirley. We appreciate you taking care of us. We'll start with a bottle of such and such, or we'll start with this drink. We're also going to have the crab cakes. I'll take an extra slice of lemon with that, and then we'll let you know what we want after that. Thank you. And so it's just getting used to it, and then address her by first name, because that makes things more personal. Shirley, you know what? I tend to drink my drink a little fast. I'm a little thirsty tonight. It's parked. It's 100 degrees outside. So be on the lookout. My drink will be low fairly often.
Now, I have a second question for you, Cristiano, and hopefully Steve can jump in as well.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said. Can you say that again?
I do have a second question for you, Cristiano, and also Steve.
I love that shit. just for example, I used that because, you know, they created a whole fucking manosphere off a fucking movie from two dykes.
That was
but
written
anyway,
by a woman,
But what'd you ask?
My question is, lately I've been hitting the gym more, and I've been growing on size, and I kind of have like this kind of mass look. And I do tend to get more attention from men, kind of calling me out, trying to show. I feel like they lose their masculinity or alpha place. So I'm not sure how to react when they call me out. Or
How old are you? Are you 18?
29. Steve.
Huh.
I thought you were older than that because you do sound old.
Yeah.
You sound like about 46.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have a low energy. I'm not saying you got to be up here entertaining and shit, but you just sound a little down. Your energy's low. I mean, you probably need some coaching, man.
Yeah.
Have you considered it, hiring one of us?
I have been considering about you, Coach Yo, because I do consider myself a better male, and I need to get that.
Well, if you want to hire me, you got to go to my website, championgamecoaching.com, and book a session. Same thing with Steve, if you wanted him to hire him, manmindset.com.
Oh, yeah, the line's blowing up now. Yeah, all right.
But let us let you go. But run this back how I said that. Just be natural, bro. Just say, hey, Shirley, how you doing today? Thanks for taking care of us. Look, my guest is going to have a daiquiri, whatever the fuck she drank, apple teeny martini, whatever the fuck. I'm going to take a gin and tonic with a water. I'm real thirsty tonight, Shirley. So what I'm going to need you to do is pay attention to this glass right here. If it gets low, I'm going to need another one. That's it, man.
All right, Colin, we let you go. We got other calls, man. But I want to show you something, E, real quick. Hey, E, like, I remember this. Hey, she having a long day at work, right? You know, I got a new toy I want to try out. So why don't you come over here and let me stretch? Hey, Red, you watching? Red. Red, no, okay.
That's funny. I used to say that shit too. Yo, Red, what's up, girl?
All right, so let's go ahead and answer some of these
bring
other
your fire crotch over
bring
here.
Bring that ass over here. All right, 617-3346.
Fire crotch.
All right, 617, what's up, man? What's your question, brother?
Hello?
Yes, sir, what's your question? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I just have a quick question. So if I'm going out on a date, first time I'm meeting a shorty, should I be paying? Like, how does that work? Should it be 50-50?
How old are you?
30.
Okay. All right. Did you ask her out on a date, or did she ask you out on a date, sir?
I asked her out on a date.
Okay, so if you asked her out on a date, sir, you take her out. But I'm going to show you, listen, there's a way you can do this, okay, and save money. I want your date to be cost effective. Let me switch over to this. Let me show the streets, cost-effective dating, brother. What you want to do and you want to think about, if you want to take her out, listen, you can take her out to feed the duck at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, okay? You can take her out for a coffee, tea, or ice cream on the corner of my face, your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, and because it's cold out, you can go for wine or cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. So you have choice to take her out, but when you're saying you want to take her out, what, you want to take her to Chez Francois or some shit? Where are you planning on taking
her? No, just like, you know, Cheesecake Factory or something.
Just stay at a steakhouse, bro. Stay at a steakhouse.
Yeah. You ready?
Okay, that works. You ready?
Weber Grill or some shit? You eat worse than that, yeah. Weber Grill. Go ahead, bro. Where are you taking her?
What you taking, brother?
Maggiano's. Where you taking Maggiano's? Get some Italian food.
Nah. I'm gonna take it to the bedroom, man.
Nah, you can't.
It's too late. You already told you're taking out a date.
Yeah, you already, man.
like you said, take out is a good idea.
Take that dude, bro. You got to be that dude from the jump. You can't just try to become that dude midway. She already already signed up for the date guy.
Yeah, she sees suck on
this
me,
is
bro.
True. This is why we teach you this shit. Yeah. Like, this is why you should know who you are, because what you present in the beginning, that's what she's silently, it's that silent contract I talk about. She like, okay, this loser, him, he going to take me out to eat. And I got a sucker. I got to have a sucker in my rotation. So I mean, truth be told, now you got to take her out to eat, bro. I mean, that's your best chance.
It's worse than, because he don't know what to do on a date. Dog, what you going to do on a date?
It's pretty much, I mean, just eat.
When was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for?
Hey, you know women with a full stomach fucking, right?
No, that's what I'm saying, man.
I've been told that. I said that for the longest time. If she's got a full stomach, she ain't fucking, bro.
Because listen, if you press on her stomach, she go poot. So they don't want to do that.
That's right.
If they got a full stomach, they ain't fucking.
Yeah, hey, if a woman wants to eat, she ain't fucking.
Yeah,
if she's like, nah, fuck that food, we can have a drink.
Yeah,
we
have a drink, right.
Fucking.
Yes. Because then she go to the bathroom and pee, and everything's good. But when her stomach full, you can't be pushing up on her stomach like that unless she takes some Beano or some shit. See?
Y'all get straight to the point, man. I like y'all.
Yeah, but hey, but
we ain't gonna waste your time. We get straight to the point with bitches, with y'all, everybody.
Yeah. So what you planning on doing with this woman right here? Like when you go on a date, like
that changes my perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of comes off as beta. It's kind of simpy.
Yeah. You don't want to feed. Look.
I want to reevaluate that.
99 cents. I don't know how cold it is, but I don't know because if you're down south, you know, because the ducks come and all the birds should come south. But if you up where E is, you can't go to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. It's cold as fuck up there, so you can't do that. But you can go to Cocoa.
I'm in Boston. It's cold.
You're in Boston with the Abba and the Parka. You can't do all that shit. So what you got to do is you got to look. Hey, I got this place I know. It's called Everett's, and it's a very nice cocoa place. Yeah, it's called Everett's. It's real cool and cozy. And you know
they ain't got no food in there.
They ain't got no food in there.
They don't. Everett doesn't sell food though, baby girl. It's a player lounge.
Yeah.
No food.
Nothing but dick. That's all he serves. Yeah. Oh,
man,
shit.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Ounce of food.
Yeah,
man.
No feet. Do not
they just
feed
got
them.
Dildos on the wall.
Yeah, man. They got, yeah, ass smacking things. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Man,
okay. All right, man. We got other calls. Good luck to you, 617. You got another question, let us know. 346, we got you, and then 470 next. 346.
He's going to learn today.
He's going to learn.
He'll
we got
taking these bitches
yeah, we got him. We got him. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me break. Wait, he fell off. He ran off.
A woman is never going to tell you this shit, but if they eat off your dime, bro, they ain't fucking.
Oh, they ain't
you,
fucking. They don't fuck on a full stomach. Guys, remember, when
yeah,
you
they
when you stroking, they don't want to push the, see, the pressure of the food is going to make them poop. They don't want to poop. They don't want to do
right.
that. So, 470, what's your question, man?
Yo, EO, what's up, Dean? What's up, Coach? What's going on?
What's up?
The AKA motherfucking student of the game in the chat and shit. I had a question. So, you know, I've been putting my bid in since our coaching section or whatever. I found it more easy to, you know, put my bid in. But I'm still, like, I'm still having trouble with throwing shit up on the wall. I don't know if you remember.
Well, caller, no, you remember, you don't have trouble. You've made a choice. Everything that we do, we have taught ourselves to do it. Before I walk out that door, I know what I'm going to do all the way past the point of having her knees to her shoulders and shit and smacking her ass and pulling her hair and spitting on her. I don't want to spit on her. I'm just joking. But I was going to say, I already have the idea of what I'm going to do, right? I already know what I'm going to do. You don't know what you – hey, you have an idea of what you want to do, but the problem is you don't believe in what you want to do, so you're kind of afraid to move on that point. I'll speak on everybody. My dog, E, he can talk for himself. I'm saying that E knows what E is going to do before he – listen, before that motherfucker even turn over to open up his motherfucking cake-ass eyes, he knows what he's going to do. Before it's even done, he doesn't go out. We don't go out setting up what we're going to do in the moment. We're not about the moment. You can't do. You guys, look. This is not a Twix commercial. You cannot walk up to a woman, freeze fucking time, and say, "Oh, can we start over again?" You got to have your shit together. He would say you on that.
Hey, right? I know that shit from experience.
I'm like a superhero. I got every weapon inside of me and outside of me.
Yes.
So I could look at someone and go, I need a grenade for that.
Mm.
And in this one, I just need a pistol.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pull out a motherfucking machine gun for that. This one, I could just I could just fist fight this motherfucker. So everything, you got to know it on right away. Like, it's not something you got to go look at your playbook real quick and go, oh, shit, all right, I'm going to run a slant route right here, call an audible. It's like, you know, of course, when you're new in the game, you're going to make some mistakes, but you have to refine. Every time that you have an interaction, you should be refining your game every single time. But once you get to the level that we're trying to help you get on, you won't even need to fear this. It'll just come right out of you. You'll know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, where you
so
get your ass.
When it comes to, like, rehearsing my bid,
yes.
I guess we can work on that, you know, later on.
Oh, yeah, you can have me. We work on that, bro.
But when it comes to, like, actually when I got my bid down and I rehearse it and when I get out there, and when I'm actually in front of a woman, it kind of feels like, because I've rehearsed
You're already fucking up. I keep telling you, you got to go in this shit like you blindfolded, dog. You're okay. Problem is, no matter what you try to do, and this is why I keep trying to tell you, surface dwellers, your fucking perception is going to fuck everything up. Instead of seeing, again, see, spot, run. That's all I say. I keep telling you, see, spot, run. EO telling y'all, see, spot, run. That's all we want you to do is focus on what you got to do. Don't focus on her ass. Don't focus on her titties. Don't focus on her lips. Don't focus on her nipples. Don't focus on the curve of her ass or how her hips are shaped and all that shit. Stop focusing on that shit. Focus on what you got to say in the moment. You're too
yeah,
busy.
Yeah, then if I focus on that shit, then the fucking motherfucker in the hood is gonna start talking to me and shit. Like, yeah, motherfucker, you see that ass? You see that ass on it? You can't get that.
Yo,
shit.
Dude, why you hate? Shout
I
out
know.
To the dean.
Yeah.
Why you hate yourself so much, bro?
Man, I don't hate myself, but
I want some shrimp right now, so I'm going to go to the shrimp house, give me some shrimp and some fries and some Wonder Bread and some...
No, the chicken place.
The chicken place. And I'll see you at 9, all right? I got to go right now. She's like, oh, can I come with you? No, you can't come over here, but I'll see you at 9. Like, does this sound like a motherfucker that gives a fuck about what she thinks, bro?
Yeah, I got you.
And that motherfucker will be there at 9 o'clock, too. Happy to the motherfucker, bro. She's laughing because it's true. Stop giving a fuck what these women think, bro, and care about what you think.
Man, come on, man. Y'all got to stop giving a fuck. Shit, man.
You know that Wonder Bread they give you at the shrimp house, bro? With that lemon pepper seasoning and shit. I'm telling you, bro, you even got to take her. Hey, shorty, I'll see you at 9. I got to go take care of some business. I got to get something to eat and shit. Mm-hmm. She's like, damn, you ain't going to take me? Nah, you can't come along with on this ride. Not this ride, baby girl. Maybe another ride. We'll see. But not this one. I'll see you at 9.
Oh,
and then you
sister's
like, yeah, come on with me. Join me. And now she's yawning from the food, bro. You got to be so fucking full. She's sleeping and shit.
You're tired and shit. Oh,
I don't think I can come at 9.
Oh, yeah, I can't go at 9.
I don't buy him dinner and shit.
No. You don't buy him dinner, but the way you act says you're going to buy them dinner. That's the problem.
Facts.
Way you're behaving is saying that I worship you more than I worship myself. Mm-hmm. That's all you're saying. How is it that you can go up, and gentlemen, before I say what I'm about to say, this show with EO and I is being brought to you by Excuse Fairy Crunch. Make sure y'all get y'all a box of Excuse Fairy Crunch. It does come in chocolate flavor now. But here's the thing I understand. How is it that you can go up to a box of cereal, look at the cereal, and say, I'm going to buy that cereal, grab the box, and pay for it, pour it in a bowl, and eat it, but yet you see a fucking woman, and you can't tell her shit? Tell me, look, do they walk
I mean, I have, like, it's been easier. It's been easier now that, like, I've been following you, and I've been...
It should never have ever been hard. It should never have been hard.
If it's hard, you ain't doing it right.
That's true. I wasn't doing it right. I was throwing shit up on the wall. I kind of still am. But I wasn't doing it right.
Don't even say nothing else. Take care of women that take care of you, bro.
All right, man. We got other calls, Big Dawson. Just holler at me if you want to get something, bro. All right? Just get back at your boy, man. All right? All right, respect to you, man. All right, guys. Lines are open. Y'all want to call
in? Hey, I'm going to use a Steve line real quick, and this is the fucking truth. If that shit's hard, just know you hate yourself.
Exactly, man. My God, man. Jesus.
Every time a relationship is hard, just know I hate myself right now. I fucking hate myself because I chose this motherfucker. She abuses me. I lost my balls for her. They're in her purse right now. I hate my goddamn self.
Yeah,
so just
man.
Remember, every time a relationship is tough or hard or any of that shit, just know you hate yourself.
All right, you got 252, then 346. 252, sir, you're on. What's your question, brother?
He said a turkey.
Hey,
yeah, what's up, brother?
What's up, Kurt?
Freelance had me rolling. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, what do you guys believe? Affirmations are something that really work, or is it like a gimmick?
Well, let me tell you why it's a gimmick. Well, now let me tell you why it's a gimmick to you, because all you've been doing all your life is saying a bunch of lies to yourself that don't even mean you're not really special to yourself. You've been telling yourself all this time that you're special and you're good enough and all that. Listen, it's okay for women to do that shit because they know their truth. At least they know they ain't shit. But you, by the time, where the problem is, you're just saying surface level shit to cover up. So what you're doing is you're putting sugar on shit and you're calling it ice cream. That's all you're doing because you're not really working on what needs to be worked on. You're avoiding what needs to be worked on by staying on the surface and just telling yourself, well, today you're just good enough. And ladies, I say ladies can do that shit, but men, Y'all shouldn't be doing that shit. E, would say you on that shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Lazy motherfuckers want to manifest all the time. For real, you pay attention to anyone that talks about manifesting. That's a lazy bitch. And it's usually a woman, and then it's some soft men. For real. Steve's laughing because this shit's true. If you pay attention to anybody talking about manifesting, that's a lazy motherfucker, bro. That's man
or
woman.
Are you talking about the law?
Now listen, I will say this. I will say this. The forces, there are some forces that out here that we'll never truly understand.
Yeah,
but they only help those that help themselves. That's one thing I've learned in my life. The mighty forces of the universe, life itself, there is something special going on out here, but I don't believe that it is waiting to bless you. You bless yourself and you give the game. I got a sweatshirt. I got a hoodie, man. The game
yeah,
will bless you, the game of life,
idea.
But you got to give the game something to bless first.
Yes.
So I will tell you this. You do everything that you can control with all of your might, and I promise you there's going to be some magical shit that happened in your favor.
Caller, tell us an affirmation you use. Give us one. Just tell me one that you use.
Damn, I'm a sexy motherfucker.
Okay, but you know that's a fucking lie. Right? Say some shit that's true. Educate us on what's so fucking sexy about you.
Everything, man. Holy shit, everything.
No, can't go get a little deeper. Okay, everything as in what? Give me some.
You know what? We'll give you a link. Cam up.
Don't do that.
Hey, say that shit.
Yeah, I'm sexy, right? I'm sexy.
And I know it.
I'm sexy tonight. I know. Superman just beat me up tonight. And I'm sexy. No, motherfucker. Hey, yo, brother. Tell us why you're sexy, man. What makes you sexy?
All right,
brother?
First of all, I'm like a Greek god. My body is like a Greek god. I work out every day.
Oh shit!
Yeah, pretty much. I've had
Greek god love
me. They want to suck my dick. You know, they said I suck my dick.
If they wouldn't do all that, then why are you telling yourself that shit did?
Why are you trying to manifest some dick sucking? Hey, you trying to manifest some dick sucking in it?
Hey, he said all that stuff. Oh, Geppetto, it's time to go. Come on, man. It's not lying, dog. Come on, man.
I guess it's working, man.
When's the last time you got your dick sucked, bro?
1812. When's the last time you got your
when
dick
sucked? When was the last time you got your dick sucked?
Probably 6 p.m. last night.
Man, you wouldn't be calling the show asking
no,
that question.
No, 6 p.m.
Hey.
So where do you want to manifest? Like, what do you want to manifest? Because you asked that question for a reason. So what is it that you would like to have?
Well, I want more money, more...
And get a job.
That...
You've been in work.
I just want to basically have two jobs. I just want to have a life where I don't have to really work.
You got some work to do, buddy. You got work with
I'm now young, so you need more game too.
Yeah.
So it's a process. You'll get there. I mean, I'm my own boss. Steve's his own boss. I mean, it's a glorious life, but you know, it didn't happen overnight. We had to work for people for a while.
Yep.
We had to get the game.
Yep.
We had to do a lot of shit. Mm. See, the youngins right now want everything overnight because they read too much bullshit on the internet. You watch Grant Cardone, and now you want to be Grant Cardone tomorrow night. And it's like that. It don't work that way. Right?
All right, caller. Well, we got to grab this other call, but thank you for the call, 252. Stay up, man. You got your dreams. Stay on your – follow that star of Aquarius or whatever. All right, AK 346. You're on, man. What's up, brother?
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How can we help you, man?
So I basically got the situation with this girl who I ended up hooking up with 3 times. I met her at a dive bar. And on my 3rd encounter with her, we basically opened up and we chit-chatted, and she opened up to me and told me about how she's always been interested in going to visiting a sex club, and that kind of just turned me completely off. After that, I cut it off.
Wait. Do you watch porn like me? You watch porn, right? Right?
I've been trying to cut it out.
I want to hear about that no fat bullshit. I'm just saying, do you watch porn? Yes or no?
Yes, I watch.
And in the porn you watch, is there a lot of pussy eating going on in that porn?
Sometimes, 50-50.
Yeah, wait. You're telling me that her want. See, this is why I keep telling y'all. This is why y'all want women to be packaged like a Barbie doll that's wearing a nun suit and a halo above her head. These women are nasty as fuck. And here's the thing. Here's the problem. You cannot handle a woman that is sexually liberated and wants to expand her sexuality. You're turned off. Why would you be turned off as a lesbian from two lesbians to you? How can you
funny thing is she's bisexual. She told me she was bisexual.
Okay. You know she told me that? Yo, E, I got one.
Yeah.
I got one. All right. Got one. So wait, what do you tell? This is a win-win for you.
I got a question for the caller real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Caller, you ready? I got six words for you. You trying to marry the bitch?
That's the thing, though. I caught feelings for her. It's like I caught feelings.
That's
not you. Actually, the second time we hooked up, I caught feelings, and then on the third, when she opened up and she told me, "Oh, boys wanted to go to a sex club." I
this question every day. Am I trying to marry this bitch? Why am I giving her fuck husband requirements and a husband energy? And I'm like, I want every guy listening to after all the bitches you talk to, man, am I trying to marry this bitch? And then go like, nah, I ain't trying to marry this bitch.
Well, the problem is I'm putting myself in a compromising position because I'm hitting it wrong. She gets pregnant and then I'm
stuck with
the baby mama.
Sir, this is why you're a bona fide loser, and this is why I want to tell all my guys, don't be this guy, because you're not supposed to go raw with someone like that, number one. And number two, you won't ever go raw until she has your last name, young man. And then you're going to get her pregnant, then you're going to be the first one that's going to be bitching about her when she's pregnant shit. You're that kind of person. So I'm asking, what did she do to make you fall in love with her?
She was aggressive.
I'm gonna go into my eyeball.
Oh my god, eyeball cam.
I like the fact that she was straightforward and she came, she pursued me. So I was so flattered.
You got she got you, sucker. She got. Hey dog, let me tell you how great women are, man.
I texted her and I told her I didn't want to see her no more, so I don't know if I...
No, you do want to see her. No. You do want to see her. And let me tell you why you want to see her. Because you the dumb motherfucker in love. She ain't thinking about your motherfucking ass.
You can't do nothing wrong anymore.
You can't do no wrong. You in love, bro. You fucked.
I'm in love.
And guess what? She don't love you, bro. She don't love you. She wouldn't tell you she wants to go to a swingers
So, hey, a bitch that loves you only wants to get loved on and fucked by you. So you need to let that bitch go.
Hey, he can't. He in love. Hey, no, she got you. Hey, you know what she did? She threw it on you and like, you know what she did? I bet you, because women are smart enough, she gripped it with her pussy. She gripped it so hard. You were like, oh, my God, I never loved you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
You late, bro. You fell in love with her, man.
Yeah,
she sensed it, too. Trust me, she could smell it on you. She's like, this motherfucker fell in love with me. So now I could just treat him any old way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a wrap for you, bro.
Yeah, just get the collar and shit and just say, hey, just have her hand her hands out like Koba.
Hey, I should have known because she was an aggressive type. She was telling me to choke her. She was telling me to spit on her.
Hey,
I should have known better.
It's a learning experience, bro. If the woman is not campaigning for you, begging you for relationships, She don't like you that much, bro.
Yeah.
And remember, every question that every man about that listens to this broadcast better ask himself every day. Am I trying to marry this bitch?
Yeah.
And the answer should always be no, because you should be trying to marry you. And the answer should always be no. But anytime you want to put requirements on bitches and restrictions, stop doing that with women you don't even want that much. Like, if you don't want her that much, let her be a hoe, bro. Let her be a slut.
Let her be. Hey, dog. Hey, listen. Listen, I appreciate you, dog. Hey, look, when we fucking at that nightclub, we're going to say thank you. I appreciate you, because you're going to be at home and be like, well, have a good evening, and I'll be here waiting for you when you get back.
Y'all come down.
No makeup on, hair fucked up.
Come war wounds.
Bow-legged. She gonna go right to the bathroom. She going right to the bathroom, bro. Just like.
Don't touch me. I need to take a bath. I'm not feeling good.
You're like, are you all right?
Can I go fix your bath water? I'm in love. No, you got
sticky, bro.
This sticky icky. You throw her ass on the wall. She'd be like Spider-Man type shit. You'd be like climbing the balls and shit. Sperm.
Should just cut it off then, or
you can't. No, listen. Listen, let me tell you about, listen, it's one thing I learned from my mentor about drug addiction and alcoholism. You can't go cold turkey. Do not try. You go cold turkey, you're going to come back that much faster. It's got to be a graduating process. You just can't cut her off. She got you. And I keep telling you, that's why I love when women cut us off, because we know they're coming back. We know they're coming back.
When I told her I didn't want to
see her again over text, she was just like, she texted me back, oh, it's like, if you ever do see me, say hi. And I was like,
man,
I probably won't. I told her I probably won't. And then she was
like,
lol, okay.
Hello, sleeping next to that shit, just rubbing that shit. Hello, is it me?
Good thing is I got another girl. I have another girl.
You
right
ain't got no girl. Now you can't. Hey, look, you're her bitch.
You gotta let this ride out. This bitchness. That
yeah,
you got
man.
In you right now, you gotta let it run out and then just let it let that shit vaporize
you
off.
Got, you,
bro.
Got, you got,
I mean, you're in a bad situation. You got feelings for her, bro.
Yeah.
The only women you should ever consider a relationship.
I think she's so young. She's 22. I'm 20. I just turned 27.
I don't matter, man.
No,
man. You just,
the
you
only men. The men. Listen, man. We've been telling you this. The only women you should ever consider even thinking about being in a relationship with is if this motherfucker campaigned for a minimum of a year.
Mm-hmm. She got to do work. Hey, don't. Hey, look, man. Hey, listen. Look, I do need...
Women ain't going to like that.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is she's going to go to the club, right? She'll go to the club. She's going to run to an E-type motherfucker, right? You're going to be like, yo, I'm Coach E. Yo, bitch, I don't need you. Yeah, I love you. What can I do for you? You know what, baby? You know, shit. You know, my dog Sadie need a fucking $1,000 doghouse, right? And guess who this sucker's going to be buying it? You. You be like, poopy whoopy.
He said a one K.
No, I'm not.
Your heart going like this, like, is she thinking about me right now? Let me check my phone. Oh, man. I'm going to say I'm a Simon Makusa. Man, you caught, dog. You caught.
Yeah. It happens, bro.
It's weird, though, because I go to bars and I pick up, you know, it's like I'm used to hooking up with different ladies, but it's like I don't, and my ass is, I cut off normal, but.
Hey, bro, I appreciate we got other calls to grab, but hey, look. Just go tomorrow and get the most expensive flowers you can. Go to, sing with me.
No, I'm not doing that. No.
Is with a So go ahead and get her that diamond ring or everything and just profess your love to her so she can cash that shit in and buy Sadie the doghouse. Okay?
Fuck no.
So, all right. But good luck to you, man. See, y'all better listen to Uncle E and shit. 707, you up, and then 251. 707, what's up?
Yeah, he got that youth on him, bro.
What's going on,
brother? And it happens, man. Shake it off. Go ahead, Carl.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just had a question about, like, traveling to other places. Like, I got my passport and stuff. And I was wondering, is there, like, a certain way to move when you're in another country? Like, I'm getting familiar with the language and, like, the culture. The country I wanted to visit is Brazil. But I want to know if, like, is there a way, like, you can avoid people trying to take advantage of you? Like, what is
this question out?
Call it. Let me ask you a question. And just say yes or no. Just say yes or no, okay? Is a duck in Afghanistan?
There's ducks in Afghanistan, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just fucking follow me. I know that shit. Just fucking follow Unk in Pakistan.
I got the third one.
Okay.
Jerusalem.
Mars,
hey,
Jupiter.
Is that Jerusalem, duck?
Right.
Duck.
Yeah, duck. See, brother, here's the problem. Okay, you guys act like women come from a 20th world country where they just look at shells and fucking fish and shit, and they don't know a sucker when they see one, sir. It doesn't matter where you go and what you try to do. The only thing you're going to be able to get is a prostitute that's going to make you feel like a man, but most of these women are going to tell that you don't have any game, sir.
My question was more like how to, like, avoid, like, a violent situation, like them trying to set you up.
What you mean set you up? They might get your liver. I think, yeah, you may. Is your kidney good? Because, I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there a way to, like, get laid without having to worry about that type of scenario?
Why not just go to another country just to go experience another country and whatever happens? Who the fuck says I'm going to go to the island of Zamunda and get some pussy first?
I mean, that's part of having fun for me, though. Like, I'm trying to have fun, too.
That's why you ain't fucking right now. Because all you thinking about is fucking. And I'm telling you, I've watched two. Hey, you got Taken. You watched Taken. What's that one in Russia where they motherfuckers and shit? All you thirsty motherfuckers. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you talking to anybody overseas right now?
No, I'm not talking to anybody.
Oh, man, because those Russian guys, they know how to talk like women really good. Okay. So,
hey, Carl, let me ask
you
a question.
I'm just interested in having fun, like, going over to another country and trying to be protected.
Damn, Carl, listen, bro. You ever been on an airplane before?
Yeah.
Okay, when you
outside the country.
Hey, listen. When you booked that ticket, where was it going? Just give me one place you went, and where was it going? All right,
Brazil.
Let's say you try to talk to the pilots and said, "Hey, don't go to Brazil. Go to Fiji." Are they what they're going to tell you? They're going to say, "Get the fuck in your seat. We're going to Brazil. We ain't going nowhere else because this is on schedule to go to Brazil, right?"
Right.
So when you are dealing with any bitch in the world, you do everything on your fucking terms.
Okay.
That's the answer.
There you go. All right. We got the call. Okay. So good.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
And don't be going those dark alleyways, dog, okay? Don't let her take you that. Run. Start running right now. She got you. Run. All right. 251, we got you. 407. 251, what's up, brother? What's good, man?
Hey, what's going on, huh? Coachio. Hey, I got a question. I kind of replayed it in my head last night, and I feel like I fucked up, but I could be wrong. That's why I'm calling in. Like, when I put my bid in with the girl last night at the grocery store, she was just giggling and stuff and laughing. I'm not saying that to boost my ego or nothing, but I'm like, it made me think, like, is she young or something? Am I talking to, you know, bottom of the barrel bitches? Or am I tripping? Am I missing something?
What? Why do you care what her reaction is as long as you got the reaction that you wanted? Why do you care what it is?
Oh, The reason why was I thought maybe the bitch was young.
Who told you to think? Don't think. So you're thinking fucks you up. Instead of following the playbook, see if I run. Put your fucking bed in and move on. I don't care if she giggle, cry, or touch her pussy. You keep it fucking pushing. Don't look at what she's doing. Because now you all caught up in what she's doing versus what needs to get done. He would say you, my brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve told you, you know, what I said a couple weeks ago, until you trust yourself, trust me. And so if Steve is your coach, you got to trust him until you can see that this system works. And then eventually you'll make it your own. But, you know, whatever he tells you to do, for now, you better do that shit.
There you go. All right, well, we'll throw you back in, man. And let's grab 407. 407, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, panel? Thank you for your time. My name is Damien. This question is mainly for E. Because, hey, E.O., before I even ask this question, you said you did sales, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm 18, and I want to pursue a career into sales at a car dealership, and I want to know exactly the best way to ensure that I get the job and how I ate, you know, to get the interview first and how to ace the interview to get hired on the spot.
All right. Well, this is a little extensive, which will require an hour of coaching, to be honest. However, I'll start you off by saying that you need to study that company inside and out. You need to study that company, and you have to know the story of that company.
Like the
industry. Say that again.
Like the individual company itself or the industry in total.
Both, really. You should know the industry because you got to know their competitors as well. So you should know that company inside and out, and you should know who that company's direct competitors are. And you should be able to talk about them. And then you should also be able to talk about how you could be an asset to the position that you're applying for.
Now, Cole, you're trying to sell cars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sell me on the car. I'm walking in right now. Sell me on the car.
Hey, how's it going? I see you guys are in here, and I'm curious as to what you are looking for and why you are here.
Right now, I'm just looking right now.
Oh, you're just looking? Well, listen, I have potential vehicles for
sales 101. I'm not going to talk to a stranger. It's game. This is part of game, man. You got to introduce yourself. You got to make the person feel like he actually knows you so he can trust you and trust your word that what he's about to invest in is a good investment. But a person's not going to invest in somebody that just talks to him. Like, if I always tell you guys, like, when you're walking in the mall and a motherfucker says, hey, how you doing? Like, he's walking down, he got his chicken, he's walking down the mall, and I'll be like, hey, how you doing? You know he's trying to sell him something. So what I'm saying is to you, young man, is if you try to sell, you got to learn how to sell on yourself. You got to sell you to you first, because you got to market yourself to whoever you're sitting in front of, and you've got to show them why they can rely on you, that you can bring them in business. And then once you do that part, that's just the first part. Second part is you got to be a people person. This ain't for the weak at heart. Cause everybody that walk in that damn door has a different attitude, a different price point, and they say, okay, this is as much as I'm going to spend. This is what I'm doing. Or I'm just looking around. So you got to be able to talk to them and make them feel like they can trust you. Cause I used to sell Kirby vacuum cleaners, brother, and I just sold other shit. I know how that shit go, man.
Yeah, another thing is you got to study the people coming in, body language, everything. And I would do something like kind of make a non-business related greeting at first. You know, I would just say, come on in, guys, take a look around. We just remodeled the place. Enjoy your stay. I would look around. We got some, got some new cars here. We got some really nice pre-owned inventory over here. Question for you before I let you look around. Was there something on the internet, on our internet, that you came in to look at in particular? And so this is a qualifying question. And so if they're like, no, I'm just kind of looking around today, I say, cool, I'll tell you what, you take a look around, I'll touch base with you in a minute. We got a nice beverage bar over there. Go ahead and help yourself. And something like that. Now, typically people that go in to look for cars, not all of them, but some, have some general idea what kind of car they're looking for. So by asking that question, is there something on our site that you came to take a look at? And then if they're like, yeah, actually I did. I looked at a black Camaro SS 2017 pre-owned, whatever. Say, hey, clean car. I just asked. I just had another guy looking at it. Just go take a look at it. And you just walk him right over.
Yeah. And then when it got to a close, comfortable with eating, he'll start talking about everything else but the car.
Yeah, I'm just telling about that and shit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and he's a little jerk off koozie and shit for $900. You know, it just, you know, my wife wants to be. Oh, I understand how it is with your wife and all this other stuff. Don't worry, we can make it real. Where it's not going to affect your bottom line. And it's just that's what game is about. And see, game is about selling ourselves and marking ourselves to have them suck our dick. Not the
and another, yeah, and another thing is you should always look like a busy salesman. So, because if your only job is to sell them, they naturally will resist. So when you're walking in, you should have a little bit of paperwork you're working on. You should almost even kind of hit them indirectly sometimes and say, listen, guys, come on in. Welcome aboard. I got something I got to handle. I'm Everett. I'll be back with you. You guys shop around a little bit. Take a look around. You have to treat customers as how you would want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing, too. Pay attention to what they're wearing.
Yes.
If old boy got a sock jersey on, and this is why you need to keep up on world events,
yes,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you could say, hey, hell of a game last night, man. The sock coming in the night.
Yeah.
That was dope. Automatically, he feels comfortable with you.
Automatically. It's a connection. Yeah, you see, again, learning people, man. It's not just going in there. That's the thing about games. You just can't just walk into this stuff. You got to know all these things, man. All different points of view. Okay, caller?
God damn, you got to speak so fast. Right? I can't even write as fast as you're talking right now.
Well, but that's how...
Hey,
but that's
the record. Run it back.
Yeah, run it back. But I'm just showing that's how game is. The reason why it's blowing off the top of our dome, because we believe in ourselves and we market ourselves to ourselves and then market ourselves to whoever's lucky enough to get our time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I said the reason why I really wanted to go into sales is because I had a mentor telling me, like, you know, you talk a lot, kid. You should go into sales. And I was like, I never really understood why, but the more I started to learn about myself, I started seeing why.
Okay. It's all good, man. All right. Well, good luck on your job, man.
Thank you.
Respect to you. Okay, guys. Y'all want to call in. The number is 563-999-3056. We chopping up game with y'all. But see, this is E. This is very important for you to understand. See, y'all have to be able to market yourself to yourselves. And if you don't believe in yourself and you believe more in women, you're never going to be able to move them to really invest that pussy in their mouth into you. They're not just going to do that for just anybody, man.
That's right, man. I plan on doing a sales course in the future too. That is something I do want to produce. Probably by the end of the year, I'll have something for you guys.
100, yeah, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in there if you got any questions. We got y'all, man. If y'all want to call in, y'all, we got y'all covered and stuff. And we just want to make sure that when you go, like, if you listen to what E was talking about, he was talking about observing your environment. Everything, especially when you're sitting down for an interview, you always want to look at, because the story of the person that you're interviewing with, they'll tell you their story all throughout their whole, I mean, especially if it's a woman, all they got is all this shit, all these fucking photos, selfies, and all kind of shit. Most guys, they'll have either some memorabilia of some sports or something like that. And as soon as you can connect with them like that, they're going to feel like, oh, man, this is a cool guy, man. You know what?
That's right.
We're going to go ahead. Even though it might not be the most the most educated person in the field that we want, but shit, we can train this motherfucker. Hey, shit.
That's right. Yeah. Even like noticing a vacation spot that a guy, like, let's say he got a frame on the wall. And let's say he went to the Bahamas. Well, let's say you've been to the Bahamas. Say, oh, I see you took the family to the Bahamas, man. That's a wonderful place to visit. I've been there twice. How'd you enjoy it? And now he's just like, oh, this motherfucker's been around a little bit. Okay. And it's just this kind of this rapport that's building. This is why you guys got to get seasoned, traveled a bit. It is good to travel, not to get some pussy, dumb motherfuckers. It's good to travel so you can see life, so you can, you know, experience other cultures and expand your horizons, expand you as a man. You motherfuckers are getting passports to go get pussy when pussy is fucking easy to get here. I mean, your mindset's got to shift, man. Y'all a bunch of fucking beta male simps, bro.
Yeah, y'all
got
to shift.
I mean
that
shit. Hey, we got about 6 minutes left, guys. Call in
yeah,
in six minutes. We're not going to go over the two-hour mark tonight.
Yeah, 6 minutes. Lucky Fresh, you're on. We got 6 minutes, guys. Call in. If you got a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you. But see, the gift of gab. No, no, wait, hold on. Wait. You got it wrong. Nobody's saying gift of gab. We're saying, see, you're looking at it in the wrong perspective. Again, it's kind of what the first caller did. We're not saying have the gift of gab, using your environment to be able to connect with him on a different level. Instead of just, yeah, well, I went to this school, I went to that school, and this is why I'm a good employee. You got to show the guy that, you know what, you're laid back. You got to show the guy. Some of these guys, like, they need a trustworthy. Like, a lot of these guys are doing some fucking around on the side, and they need to make sure that the motherfuckers they fucking with ain't going to go back, well, excuse me, Mr. Slate, you know, Everett, you know, I work
Eugene,
for Everett.
Appreciate you,
yeah,
bro. Thank you.
Yeah, I work for, you know, Everett Overton, and, you know, I was trying to get this sale, but, yeah, he was getting some dome. And around that corner over there, and I couldn't get my job done. And I want my work. My work is valuable. They don't want the motherfuckers, man.
Hey, truth be told is, you know how guys talk their way out of pussy? You can talk your way out of a sale, too, and be too much of a salesman.
Yeah.
You're giving too much info. Now you just told. See, sometimes you can say too much, and now you got them confused. They're like, oh, shit, wait a minute. Honey, do we want the sunroof? Do we not want the sunroof?
Yeah.
Do we? I mean, and it's like you confuse them, bro. You narrow it down about three cars. Features and benefits of both car, why this particular one would suit your lifestyle more. That's another thing. You say, hey, tell me a little bit about your lifestyle. You guys do a lot of traveling, you know, family trips, things like that. Okay, this one might serve you a little bit better in the long run. You know, and so you sell, like, on the emotional side of things. You can get too technical with information and be too much of a salesman. Now they're like, honey, we got to think about it. And then now they go to another dealership. This motherfucker's laid back and chill, and he understands you, and he's able to get the sale. I've seen it. I've seen where deals were turned over to me because this motherfucker talked to him too much, and now I got to go in and save the deal, and I get him out of here in 15 minutes with a Coke and a smile.
Yeah, when I was, like, doing mailroom supervisor, I was going, I always tell him, hey, you know, mailroom's the most important place in the whole company. Without us, deals won't be made and things like that. You know, one of my, and again, but just remember, guys, you want to be able to answer their questions before they ask, just like with women. You don't want them to ask, well, what is your strong suit and what are the things that, you know, you don't want them to ask that. You want to be able to express and explain yourself and how you articulate yourself to the person to answer questions that you already know that's coming. See, that's what y'all understand about game. Mm-hmm. It's not waiting for the question to come to you in the now. You should already have the answer already cocked, locked, and ready to go, E.
That's right. And it's like, and every customer is different. So you might have a hotshot entrepreneur coming in. He wants a sports car. Now you got to sell him the lifestyle where he's going with this car.
Yeah.
Are you going to have, oh, man, wait till you pull up to that new nightclub, bro, and they VIP this motherfucker. You ain't going to say motherfucker, but you're going to paint that picture for him. And that's going to be an emotional purchase for him, too, because now you're showing him what he's going to feel like in this car, what he's going to look like in this car, where he's going to go in this car, who's going to be in the car. It's a different presentation and a different dynamic for every customer. And if you think it's the same, you will lose in the sales game. It's always going to be – there's going to be fundamentals, but there's going to be a lot of subtle differences, too.
Yeah, and real quick, five way before, and always remember, like we said before, well, what the average guy doesn't do, that's why I'll get the job, because I'm going to go a little bit beyond what the Call of Duty is and just not be basic. Basic ain't going to get you shit, guys. 518, what's your question, brother? What's up?
How you guys doing? So I have a quick question. I'm supposed to hang out with this girl tomorrow night. I told her I would confirm with her tomorrow morning. What do you think is a good confirmation set in the morning?
What is hang out? What do you do with that? How do you hang out? What is hanging out?
Well, I mean, my intention is obviously I would like to sleep with her.
No, wait. No. No. You can't. No. No. Don't do that because you're going to fuck everything up. You said hang out. You didn't say fuck. You said hang out.
Okay.
So you can't.
Okay.
I'm just listening. I'm trying to help you here. You can't take a hangout and assume it's fucking, because if you try to somebody that is thinking about hanging out with you and you try to push that pendulum, man, it's not. Listen, why not just make sure that you don't waste your time and know that you're coming over there to fuck versus hang out, sir?
So I didn't say the words hang out. My initial text to her was, this Tuesday at 7, let's meet for a coffee and after come back to my place.
And what? And what? Netflix and chill? I mean, what? But see, you're okay.
That's all I said.
You're fucking okay. Real quick before I throw it to Uncle E. I'm going to play this and I'm going to throw it to Uncle E. But Carl, I want you to hear this before Uncle E talks to you, okay? It's the Jill Scott rule, okay? It's the law. I call it the law of Jill Scott. Here you go.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
All right, E, you got it, sir.
What's wrong with coffee at your place? You know how many times I had a woman over for coffee at my place?
Okay.
If she's going back to your place, why not just have coffee at your place?
One thing I heard you say, E, in one of your older videos was sometimes if you're going to meet a girl for the first time, to maybe it's okay to not just come to the place right away for the first encounter.
And
maybe to meet first.
They're both right. They're both correct. Sometimes you want to meet them out. If you want a better, want to qualify before you ever come out, no problem. Sometimes if you get a good vibe off the jump, there's a lot of cooperation. You guys are good chemistry. You can say, hey, listen, come to my place. I got a new coffee machine. We'll have coffee in my place and we'll chill. Whatever the fuck it is you want to do. I don't know what you want to do. Maybe you want to chill. Maybe you do want to fuck. I don't know. And you also have to remember that, you know, as Steve always says, and I agree with, you know, this ain't porn. You know, like you know, sometimes you got to take the time. And if a woman jumps right in your bed, too, that could be a potential problem. And so let me ask you this. The initial question was, how should I confirm? That was the question, right?
Right, like tomorrow morning. Because she said, yeah, I get off work at 3.
Okay, now here's
the hang out.
How long has it been since you talked to her?
About 2 days ago.
Oh, my Jesus.
Okay. And then now, did you tell her on the day? So tomorrow you're going to see her on Wednesday. So you talked to her Sunday or wait, it was like Sunday or Saturday.
I talked to her on Sunday, and I told her I can hang out Tuesday. I can meet her Tuesday.
Did you tell her? Did you,
I didn't say hang out. I don't know why I keep saying hang
out. Did you tell her, listen, I'll be in touch with you that morning to confirm? Did you say that?
I said that.
You did.
I said, I'll send you a message Tuesday morning to confirm.
Hey, if you tell a customer, hey, if you're in sales and you tell a customer that is on the fence, instead of begging them, say, listen, go ahead, sleep on it. I want you to be sure. I'll tell you what, I'll touch base with you Tuesday to figure out where your head is at. Maybe we'll make this deal happen on Tuesday. So are you going to call that customer on Tuesday like you said?
Yeah, I'm going to text her in the morning.
Okay, so what are you afraid of?
I wasn't afraid of anything. I was just saying, okay, so I had kind of planned out a text, what I wanted to say. Can I read it to you and you tell me if you like it?
Here's what I'll say this. I'll throw it to Steve. You know how I used to confirm? I wouldn't even ask. So let me just tell you this. Where are you supposed to go and at what time with this girl? What time are the two of you supposed to meet and where?
7, and we're going to meet at this place that's about like 5 minutes from my spot. Another EO tip.
What's the name of the place?
It's just some coffee spot like Cafe Mocha
Lisa.
What's the
name of the place?
No shit about the place.
What is the name of the place?
Cafe Mocha Lisa.
Cafe Mocha Lisa. And what is her name?
Fernanda.
Amanda? This is what your text should say. Amanda.
No, it's Fernanda. Fernanda.
Whatever her name is. Say hello to her. Be polite because we're polite men. Just say hello or what's good or whatever you want to say. Good morning, Amanda. I will see you tonight at 7 at Cafe Mona Lisa. That's all it says. It doesn't say, are we still on for tonight? Are you still going to come? It just say this. Good morning, whatever her name is, or hello, whatever, and say, I will see you tonight at 7 at Cafe Mona Lisa.
All right, caller. All right, here's my question. You say you today is Monday. So you met her, you talked to her, last time you talked to her, was it Friday or Saturday?
No, Sunday.
Okay, you say it was 2 days since you talked to her. So you didn't talk to her today.
I talked to her Sunday.
Okay, you
talked
to her
Sunday.
Wait, so it wasn't 2 days. You talked to her Sunday and you talked to her today. So let me ask you this odd question. What did you talk about or say that was so damn sexual or seductive that this woman is going to not only have coffee with you, but go to your place and fuck you.
Yeah, Cody, it's both.
I didn't say anything that seductive. I just said
Okay. If you think same thing, okay. Remember this, young man. The way you are outside the bedroom is the same way they perceive you in the bedroom. So I presume you walked on eggshells, beat around the bush, asked a bunch of boring, stupid-ass questions like most of you surface dwellers do. But what I want to ask you is, what makes you think that she wants to fuck you?
I don't know. I mean, she did follow. This was all over Instagram. She, you know, she followed me first. She liked a couple pictures.
Because she followed you and liked the photo, that means she wants to fuck you?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, and that I asked her pretty blatantly, like, let's just hang out, come back to my place, and she said, yeah, that's fine.
Hang out ain't coming over and fucking me or sucking my dick. Why do you – okay.
You're right. So, Steve, what would you have said then?
No, wait. Well, I don't want to be right. I'm trying to help you out so you don't get a fucking rape charge or some stupid-ass shit for doing some shit you know you should be doing in the first place. So I'm asking you, seriously – what makes you think that okay, do you understand a lot of women because of the red pill motherfuckers on edge? You do understand that, right? You understand that all that hate they're spewing on these women are on edge, right? So what makes you...
I don't think I'm red pill.
Well, no, they say you're red pill. I'm saying that what makes you think she wants to fuck you, though? What confirmation did she give you to say, I'm going to come over there and suck your dick or fuck it? What did she give you?
I'm just taking it as when she met me and then she followed me on the gram and liked pictures, so I'm assuming that means she's interested.
Interested in what? Wait. Because she liked you and followed you, she wants to suck your dick now? That's a new thing, you know?
You just got out of high school, right?
I'm gonna presume you got to be 18 years old, right? You're 18, right?
No, I'm older. I'm older.
How old are you?
I'm 28. I'm 28.
You're a 28-year-old man thinking that just because a motherfucker liked and followed you that she wants to come over your place and but listen, she doesn't even know you're fucking.
In my past, things have happened like that and it went that way.
Well, la-di-da, if things like that happen, why couldn't you just say, come over, let's fuck then? Because, you know, your past is probably why you are calling us.
That's kind of my question. Is it that good to be that blunt? Like, okay, hey, let's hang out. I want to fuck.
Okay, wait. Do you understand some women will take let's hang out as really we're going to hang out?
Right.
Because
that's
what certain dwellers do. When hang out means we're going to go to your place, and we're going to sit there and stare at the TV for a little while until I get tired enough to go back home or call E and go back to his place and fuck him. So
I think I'm past that game.
No, you ain't. Okay, you just told me that just because she liked you and followed you, that you think she wants to fuck you. What game are you talking about?
I'm past the game of come over and let's wait 2 hours of Netflix and then fuck. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, listen. What's wrong with saying coming over and fuck? I mean, E, is there something wrong with that, brother? E?
No, I mean, I've done it many times. What I'll tell this guy is, you know, women are indirect creatures mostly. And so if she's following you on Instagram, you invite her to meet you out, she okayed it or agreed to doing it, then you could have something here. But moving forward, you need to be a little bit more direct in telling her what to expect. Now, text her like you or call her. I would say whatever you're going to text her. And just do what I told you to do. Don't be asking her, are we still on? Don't say, hey, did you remember we have a day? None of that. Just do it like I told you to do it. What's good, such and such. I'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock at such and such place.
All right, and then
let her get back to you. I'm looking forward to it. Now, at this point, you could tell her, and just remember, wear something comfortable and relaxing because afterwards we're coming back to my place.
All right, so call her. Let me tell you why you ain't going to fuck. Now, why don't you tell us what's the deal?
Why you hating, Steve?
Okay, wait. Do you want me to lie to you or you want me to tell you the truth? What do you want me to do? You want me to lie? You want me to lie?
Tell me the truth.
and you should be sitting next to us by the throne with the motherfuckers that have gained the cool table. You want to lie to you?
I didn't say all that.
I'm gonna tell you. All right, look, I'm not gonna tell you why you're gonna fuck up. You're about to show us all why you're gonna fuck up. Why don't you tell us your setup and tell us how you gonna get the fucker when she knock on that door? Tell us your moves.
We're gonna meet so when we come back to my place.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I have a nice setup in my room, in my area. I have the music playing, some nice music.
So you're going to open the door and bring her right to your room?
Well, I'm in a hotel, so she already knows. So she knows she's coming back to my hotel.
Okay, you're going to a hotel. So how you gonna get to the pussy? I'm just saying, you open the door, you have her in. What's the step? What's the moves, man? You got game. Tell us the moves,
These are my moves. My moves are I put some music on. I have a red light that I would have on. We like, you know, talk for a little bit. Maybe I'd have her like sit on the chair with me, and then from there,
Talk about what?
Nothing. I wouldn't even talk about much, to be real. Maybe a little bit. Feel out the vibe and see how like flirtatious she's being,
okay.
And then from there.
By saying what? You got to know this shit. If you're going to say it, you got to be able to back it up with a statement. So
I mean, I don't think it even matters at that point what I said. Thing went well.
Young man, it all matters. That's why y'all service dwellers lose. Every move this motherfucker EO make, he already knows his why
it's
to
strategic.
It. He doesn't.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know what I want this caller to do? I want you to text her right now, fuck tomorrow, and just say.
No, call her.
Yeah. Whether it's you call her is better.
Yeah, call her right now.
On the phone yet? Have you talked to her on the phone yet? Or
no.
Is everything going through the DM?
Wait,
everything
you have not even talked to the bitch on the phone.
Is everything going through
the DM? I gave her my number, and then she texted my number, and then we've been talking through that.
You haven't called her yet?
You
haven't called her yet at all?
I haven't called her yet, no.
All right. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily a nail in the coffin, but it's not good game either. So, I mean, you can still pull, but it's mediocre game. So, and how old is this girl?
22.
She probably ain't going to answer anyway.
No.
Leave
her voicemail. No, leave her voicemail. Let's hear you. Let's hear what you
have
to say.
You know what? Call her right now.
Yeah, leave her
right now. If she answers, then say, hey, what's good? It's such and such.
No, don't tell him. He got game. Remember, let him go. You call
her.
Let's hear
why would I randomly call her right now? That fucks up my play in the morning.
Oh, my.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
My whole point.
Why wouldn't you call her?
Leave. Don't bring her over. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. Don't do it. You can't even call.
So let me ask you this. So you did tell her you would text her the morning of. Is that correct?
I told her that I'll text her Tuesday morning. I said, I'll send you a message Tuesday morning to confirm the plan.
Go ahead and stick to your script. But tomorrow in the morning, hit her up and tell her what I told you to tell her. And when she says, cool, I bet you what she's going to do is say, I didn't hear from you, so I didn't know if we were doing it or not. I bet you that's one thing that she's going to say. Doesn't mean it is off, but because of her age and, you know, fickle and shit. So just be prepared. And then make sure you tell her, though. Cool. And then also wear something comfortable, you know, leggings, whatever, something relaxed, because afterwards we're going back to my room.
Let me ask, can I ask a follow-up?
Make sure you say that.
About wear something comfortable, because afterwards
we're going back to my place. When you say back to my hotel room, I mean, that's obvious. LeBron, appreciate that 20, bro. Thank you so much. Now, Steven, I wanted to call her, but I understand. Based on his name, he already said Tuesday, so I would say, young man, follow your script.
Well, here's okay. What did you talk to? You say you talked to her today. What did y'all talk about today?
No. I asked you
when you, because you said you do is 2 days. You haven't talked to her in 2 days. Then I asked you, when did you talk to her? You said you talked to her on Sunday. You talked to her today. That's what you said. Now all of a sudden you didn't talk to her today. Did you talk to the bitch or not today? What'd you do? You tell us. So you didn't talk to her today. So when you spoke to her Sunday, okay, what did you talk to her about?
You want me to read the whole conversation?
Oh, yeah, because it's going to show everybody why they shouldn't be asking women over to their fucking place when they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Please do.
So I'm reading. Okay. I said, what's up, Fernanda? This Tuesday at 7, let's meet for coffee and after come back to my place. She goes, I'm able on Tuesday.
Wait, tell me, this is a complete stranger, so you don't, wait, because she liked you and followed you, that's the only
my
thing.
Opening
okay, yeah. Now listen. I will say to y'all guys out there, listen, when you hate yourself and you ain't got no game, and you fuck with bottom of the barrel bitches who ain't shit, he might get some pussy. What I'm saying to you guys out here, please do not come with that sidebar bullshit for women of quality.
Right.
They're not gonna fuck with you.
Okay.
This is
yeah.
He just
one positive thing I'll say, and I agree with Steve, but one thing I'll tell you is I'd rather him say that than be like, how was your day?
Well,
how was work? How was this? How was that? So I will give him props for at least just giving her some instructions. Yo, let's meet at this spot, and afterwards we're coming back to my joint. I will give him a high grade for that because most men ain't doing that.
No, I'll give him that too. But here's the thing. There, he didn't. There's no reinforcing of the. He's not being specific in what he's saying. He's saying. He's saying that is cool. But matter of fact, but where's the reinforcement of what you're saying? If you're saying what you're saying, then why aren't you reinforcing that to give her something to look forward to transition from you going to something to drink and going? Because
real quick to Richie, I don't think it sounds thirsty. I don't. I think it sounds direct. I think what he says sounds direct. I do. And I don't think he overdid it either. I mean, based on what you wrote, you know, I just feel like you said, hey, meet me at this spot. Afterwards, we're coming back to my place. And now real quick, if you can, read us what her response was.
Yeah, what is her response?
She said, I'm able on Tuesday after 3 p.m. is when my shift ends.
Okay, then what'd you say?
Okay. I said, okay, Tuesday I can. Text me here, and I sent my number, and I'll send you a message Tuesday morning to confirm the plan. And then she said, okay, sounds good. I'll wait for you Tuesday.
And then she texted you her number, right?
And then she texted my number. She just said, hey, and her name. And then I said, hello. And that was
I mean, I feel like there's a possibility here. Now, is there some things you could have done different? Sure. But, you know, I will say this just to give him a little bit of props. He's doing better than the average dude because at least he got to the point, at least. And so what you need to do tomorrow is hit her up in the morning, tell her, hey, what's good, such and such. See you tonight at 7 o'clock and at this place, at the name of the place. Not an asking, but more of a statement. And then tell her also wear something comfortable, come relax, because afterwards we're just coming back to my hotel room.
Hey, and E, I agree with you, but what bothers me is he's doing all this shit off of a like and a
follow.
That was
me. I sent y'all.
Yeah, I got
a like and a follow.
But you know what? The only thing I'll tell him, it's a lead. It's just a lead. It ain't nothing you fall in love with. It ain't nothing you put all your fucking chips in one basket.
Yeah.
It's just a lead. That's all it is. But I understand Steve's position. He's right. But at the same time, I think what you did with it was enough, but you could refine it and do better as we're trying to teach you.
All right, one last thing. What can you tell us about this woman?
She's 22. She's pretty cute. She has a nice little ass on her Instagram. She seems cool.
Okay, well, okay. And, you know, and again, all right. But what can you tell me about her, though? I mean, you're just
nothing.
Giving me...
He can't
I mean,
tell
I don't really know much about her, you know?
Say nothing. So, yeah, that's my point. So you're fucking a nothing. What has she done to even deserve your time? What has she even done to deserve your attention or even your dick? What can you tell us about her to justify you giving her one of the best parts of you and giving her your dick? What can you
tell
us?
Well, I haven't decided yet. Like, I still have to qualify her tomorrow. Like, if I don't like her when I meet her in person.
I mean, this is true. I mean, he's right. Steve is right. Well, I'm right, and you're right. I think we're all kind of right, and I think what Steve is asking you is good, and we both tell you not to be offering no dick right away. Well, I mean, I say that all day. Steve says that. You know, some other coaches may say otherwise, and they're not wrong to say that. But personally over here, you know, she's got to qualify to get that. However, she is 22. She probably ain't going to be able to answer a lot of your questions anyway. I mean, you know, I don't want to generalize, but most women at that age are a little bit – they're 22. They don't have a lot to say. So this is why you, the 28-year-old, right? 28?
Right. Yeah.
You got to be the leader. You can't be her age bracket. You can't be like her. So you give her instructions, bro. It's time to man the fuck up. And so I'm not saying you did anything that wrong. I mean, you barely got a passing grade. So don't get too on your high horse. But you got to refine your approach, especially at your age. You understand?
And please, do one drink. Do not.
So when
do
you
not
say
have
refine the approach, if you have a couple more minutes, if not, no problem. When you say
yes,
refine
why are you
the approach,
in a hotel right now? I'm curious why you are in a hotel room right now.
I called in before. I know you guys get a lot of calls, but I'm playing basketball overseas right now, so we're in a hotel.
Does she know you're an athlete? Does she know you're an athlete?
Yeah. I think that's why she followed me. Well, she must have came to a gym or something.
Yeah, that's where. So kind of like your lifestyle is selling her to you as or selling her to you as well. So there's sometimes she could look at your pictures, especially on Instagram and stuff. She sees, oh, he's an athlete. He does this. He might be highly sought after. Cool. Part of the reason why she even accepted the date was because of your athlete, and this is part of the reason. This is why sometimes dating apps and stuff, your pictures matter because with the lifestyle that you portray, although it makes sure it's authentic, is what sells you. So she's bought in based on some of your pictures. So just go to the date, tell her what's up, be direct, don't ask, make statements, and then qualify her, and make sure you tell her afterwards, we're coming back to my place. Now, during the date, you could decide that if she's goofy or she got some jacked up teeth or whatever the fuck, then she ain't coming back to the hotel.
Right, and this is why I believe y'all should vet them before you even waste your fucking time to even spend time.
That's true, too.
So,
that's true,
yeah,
too.
So call her, just listen, one drink, please. And if she's feeling uncomfortable or feeling nervous, let her just walk her ass out the door. Don't force yourself on her, okay? Don't get all desperate and needy because she liked you and followed you, thinking that she wants to fuck you, okay? Just don't do that because I don't want anything bad happening to you. I know a lot of y'all desperate surface. Y'all push the fucking pendulum.
You're not all
shit.
Desperate, Steve.
But you follow me though. Come on, let me touch it. Let me put the tip in. I mean, you liked my photo.
Can
come
I
on,
ask you guys one
it.
Question before we hang up? Is it okay? Yeah, I'm gonna send what EO said to send. But I had written out in my notes like what I wanted to send her the night before, and so I kind of did say that I'll see you at 7 p.m. But I said confirming for 7 p.m. tonight. And then I said, join me at my hotel. We can get to know each other more intimately, wear something sexy. What do you think about that? Was that too much?
I think you're lying because if you would have said that, you would have said that early on. I don't understand you, sir. Why? Did we not give him enough room to say this shit early on, E? Why are you going
to? Yeah, I mean, a lot of these callers leave a lot of shit out. So the only thing I would tell you.
No, I didn't say that yet. I said that was going to be my text tomorrow morning.
Listen, man. Just listen, bro. And then we got to go. The show's over. We're already over. So, listen. Just hit her up. Just shorten up the point. Let her know, wear something comfortable. We're coming back to my room. You know, where you could tell her wear something sexy. You know, hey, just look sexy for me, but be casual. Tell her look sexy, but be casual. I mean, if you want to talk about sexy and all that shit. But, look, you're 22. Don't make her think too much, bro. Talk your way out of this shit.
Please just
right,
I appreciate
you
guys.
One drink.
Please don't get that.
I'm not going to drink. I don't drink, Steve. I don't drink. Only some coffee.
I'm not talking about you. I said her. One drink for her.
Okay.
Don't give her that poor. Don't give that poor girl a drink. Steve, you funny. No, I like that though. That was good.
Come on, man.
Anyway, caller, we got to roll, man. Let us know next week if you smashed or not. Right. But. When we say refined, it's good to get a little bit more information, you know, on these women. But, you know, at 28, you got to be you're the leader in this situation. She's 22. She's 28. Don't stoop down to her level. Stay up where you're at.
Wait. This is what I understand. Wait. One more thing. It's wrong with you. Wait, let me ask you a question. Wait. Is she on your friends list? Or is she just – so she just – she you don't know her at all, right?
She must have came to a game and followed me.
Okay, and then she followed and liked something, then off of that you went, okay. Okay, all right, that's all.
Dude, she wants to fuck based off you being an athlete, so don't go fuck it up and talk too much. Just go your ass in there, tell her what to fucking do, and then smash. It should be good.
All right, big guy. Good luck to you, man. Good luck to you, 518.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a
good day. All right, you take care. All right, well, E, as always, hey, Manuel Hernandez, thank you for the super chat, man. Yeah, great show, man. Great show.
Yes, great show. We'll see you guys next Monday, man. Make sure you follow the Man Mindset. Follow me, Coach EO, man, kicking his game regularly. So, all right, man.
All right, we holler at y'all later, guys. Peace. Let me turn this shit. Hold on 2 seconds. Let me turn this shit off. Hold on a second.